Week 2 of the high school football playoffs begin. Tonight's game, Napoleon at Grass Lake. With live coverage being brought to you by Frank ShopRite, Grass Lake Insurance Agency, the 145 Auto Truck Stop, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, Modern Way Systems, Grass Lake Chamber of Commerce, Fryenson Automotive, Legacy Assisted Living, Napoleon Lawn and Leisure, MVP Sports Store, Kelly Express Mart, and Collins Brothers Floor Covering. We now take you to the press box for tonight's game, calling all the action. It's Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, we're coming to you live from Grass Lake High School. And we're just seconds away from getting the national anthem from the Grass Lake Warriors band. Grass Lake and Napoleon set to lock up here in high school playoff football action. And we'll send it down to the field here momentarily for the Grass Lake Warriors band. Great atmosphere out here tonight, isn't it, Matt?
Big crowd on both sides.
They were just having a shouting battle, a back and forth battle. Go green, go blue. It was almost like a week ago at Michigan State. District championship football game here. And here you can hear the PA address announcer there. And we're going to send it down to the band here. We'll take a 2-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and get to the kickoff on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Imagine a world without books, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come, discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjdl.com.
MVP Sports Store, specializing in custom in-house screen printing and embroidery of all of your company's apparel, including hats, jackets, polo shirts, and more. MVP Sports Store now offers custom promotional items with your company's logo. MVP Sports Store, everything is local and done right here in Jackson, so you get to work directly with the owners to get what your business needs. Cut out the middleman and go directly to the source for your business. And visit MVPSportsJackson.com.
Modern Way Systems of Napoleon would like to wish both Columbia and Napoleon the best of luck in tonight's game. Modern Way Systems offers residential and commercial services, but if you'd like to dump your own trash, you can use the Modern Waste Transfer Station, located at 7219 Brooklyn Road, right next to the Modern Waste Recycle Drop-Off. Commercial, residential, recycling. Find it all with Modern Way Systems, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce would like to wish the Grass Lake Warriors the best this season. Whether you're already a resident, a visitor, or just looking for a great place to live, work, and raise your family, the Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to spend some time exploring the many possibilities within the Grass Lake area. Grass Lake offers a variety of local activities and events, such as their chili cook-off, music in the park, traffic jamming, and much more. Check out the full calendar for the various events at grasslakechamber.org.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, coming to you live broadcast booth here at Grass Lake High School, where the Warriors and the Napoleon Pirates are set to lock it up here on the field. Matt, I'm excited. These are teams that have met before. They had one meeting earlier this season, and, you know, September 1st. I think you and I, we saw Napoleon early in the season against Columbia Central game they lost. But I think between the Napoleon team we saw in that game and the Napoleon team we saw beat Concord.
Big difference.
Big difference. They've come a long way during the regular season. They lost that game 36-18. And Luchka goes off in that for the Grass Lake quarterback, Luchka. 244 yards on four TDs on 16-22 passing. That's a pretty good stat line for a high school quarterback.
Pick him up for my fantasy football team.
Yeah, very much so. We saw Grass Lake last week beat Manchester right here, 23-7. Player of that game was Joe Bacol. Also, be keeping an eye on him, see what he's got in store for the Pirates. But, you know, Pirates are going to give Grass Lake an entirely different look than what they saw against Manchester.
Well, I think that the difference between, you know, Grass Lake and Manchester and Grass Lake and Napoleon is Napoleon is much better balanced. They got good quarterback play. They got three weapons. You know, we talked about, you know, really it's kind of big three for both teams. You got, you know, Wilson, Chad Rowan, you know, Greg Weatherspoon for Napoleon. And you got Luchka Coppernall. And I really like Henry, the receiver, too, Jared Henry. I think he's a big play guy for Grasslake.
And Grasslake won the toss, elected to defer. And Napoleon sends, looks like both Weatherspoons back deep to receive, Ethan and Greg. And I'm sure we'll get a healthy dose of Greg Weatherspoon tonight. Ethan's going to field the kick at the 15. Heading left to right on your radio dial. He takes it all the way across the field, trying to get turn the corner. Breaks the tackle. Still on his feet. Now eluding another tackle. Gets over the 30 to about the 35 before he's brought down. He ran a lot of distance to get about 5-6 yards, but I think worth it. Good field position for Napoleon.
Good start for the Pirates.
So glad to be out here again. Let's take a look at we can do the weather report here. I'm not even going to look. We got beautiful, clear skies. Sun setting to our west here. And
in high 40s, scenic, high 40s, low 50s?
Yeah, I got about 54, the game time temperature, yep, on our weather report here for B&G Landscape. I should know, Matt.
Yeah, got mulch.
B&G Landscape, got mulch indeed. So the weather report, and it's not expected to change. We'll see a few degrees slip off of the forecast. Not particularly windy. This is just great football conditions. On first down, Napoleon on the ground.
Chadwell.
3 yards. Second and 7. Maybe call it 4 and second and 6. Set the ball right there. Nose on the 40. 3 wide receivers right for Chadwell out of the shotgun. Duncan Wilson in the backfield with him. He'll take the handoff to the left. And not a lot of running room for Wilson over there. He's got about a yard before the Warriors defense corrals him.
How well both defenses play tonight, it goes without saying, is huge. And, you know, right here, Grasslake is really showing great penetration. They got great energy. Look at their sideline right now. They are fired up and ready to go.
It's 3rd and 5 for the Pirates. High formation. 2 wide receivers for Chadwell. And he goes play action back to pass, rolling out. He's got pressure in the backfield. He's brought down. Big sack. Huge play, number 51 for the Grasslake Warriors, Jacob Horner. And that's going to move Napoleon back. Definite punt.
Horner got him in his grasp, and he wasn't letting go. He body slammed him.
And Horner's a big kid out there. Look at the size. He's probably the tallest kid in the field. And I think when Chadwell looked up from that rollout, there he was, and there was nowhere to go but down. Chadwell, the punter, too, for the Pirates. Gets a decent punt away. Bobbled and hit immediately.
Well, I'll tell you, they got lucky right there.
Duncan Wilson down the field to make the hit, and he actually probably lost about 2 yards on the return. I think a little too casual on trying to reel in the catch, and the Warriors will start out their own 25.
Kind of misplayed it like an outfielder in baseball, and ball went a little bit too far and got over his head. And then he touched it, and it was a good bounce for Grasslake, or that would have been a huge turnover.
Supporting Grasslake in the playoffs tonight on K105.3, Grasslake Chevrolet. Stop by Grasslake Chevrolet today. This entire month, they're offering select vehicles for 20% off. Limited availability, so get in there today. Quick, take advantage of those deals. Out of the shotgun now. I'm first down for Luchka, 4 wide receivers. And there's a Napoleon defender offside. And Matt, that's something that we talked about. The couple times we have seen Napoleon this year, they've been prone to offsides and maybe mistakes like that.
Shoot themselves in the foot on occasion, yes. And we talked about, you know, really, you know, this game, they come down to, you know, avoiding giving up big plays, avoiding turnovers, and avoiding penalties. And because those are the difference. When you got two teams that are evenly matched, those are the difference.
1st and 5, the handoff goes to Danny McColo, and he shoots ahead for about 5 yards, and looks like they're gonna signal first down. So he's got the first down distance, and Grasslake off and running, moving the chains with the help of a 5-yard offside penalty for Napoleon. 1st and 10 for the Warriors. Let's get in the shotgun again, and he'll hand it off to Vicolo once again. Not finding a ton of room, tries to spin away. He's gonna get about 2 yards as he falls forward.
He's taken down by number 54, Frankie Bam.
A couple handoffs to get things started offensively for the Warriors, but we know Luchka can go to the air. And you got to be wary of that threat if you're Napoleon, and I don't doubt that they watched the film from that first meeting when he nearly threw 300 yards against them. And Napoleon's got some tricks up their sleeve.
Well, you know, I was going to say Frankie Bam there on that tackle. You're going to hear his name defensively a lot.
Luke Coppernoll with a big run on first down. He's over midfield, pulled down at the Napoleon 47-yard line, 48-yard line.
Right into the no huddle. Trying to keep Napoleon guessing a little bit here.
Trip receivers right for Luchka out of the shotgun. Quick pass out. Caught and well defended by Napoleon. He'll actually lose about a yard on the play. Receiver was
Jared Henry.
Dalton Dively. And we do have a flag on the field. But it's away from where the catch was. We'll have a little confab with the officials on the field. That was one of those, you know, quick receiver passes where you get a couple blocks and hope to spring him, and Napoleon sniffed that out pretty quickly and shut it down.
Almost was like it was in the area of maybe a defensive holding.
Not personal foul.
On Grass Lake.
Against Grass Lake, so.
Oh, they're going to go both ways.
Offsetting personal foul, so. We'll have to wait for nothing. Lost 2 yards on the first down for Grass Lake. Football sets just over the midfield line in Napoleon territory as Grass Lake comes out with 2nd and 12. Luchka out of the shotgun. Coppernoll joins him in the backfield. 4 wide receivers. He's back to pass. Looking downfield. Deep. He's got a man. And looks like maybe overthrown just a bit out of the stride of Jared Henry. Can't quite catch up to it.
Well, Luchka throws a nice ball, though. Had a good time. Just overthrew it by a little bit. That's one thing, you know, with Luchka, you got to, Napoleon's going to have to make sure they get good pressure, put a little pressure on that Grass Lake offensive line.
Did a good job of finding that one-on-one matchup and just overthrew him a little bit. Good coverage by Napoleon. Luchka back to pass again. Looking left again. He's getting chased out of the pocket. Gets the ball away. Hit it lost. That's a fumble.
Picked up
by Napoleon. He's got nobody to catch him. Clear shot to the end zone. Touchdown on the fumble recovery.
That's Chad Carpenter.
Chad Carpenter. Luchka flushed out of the pocket.
I'll tell you, the call is a reception and a fumble in Grass Lake sidelines, and I kind of almost agree. I'd like to see a replay of it, but
we
don't have that capability, but they're going to rule it a pass, reception, fumble, touchdown, Carpenter. Big play.
Luchka flushed out of the pocket. He was looking just for a safety valve, and he had a guy, and it had it in his hands, hit immediately, lost the ball. And like you said, Matt, in the NFL, they're always debating on whether it was a complete catch or not, and sure, that debate will exist, but in this case, the ruling on the field is a touchdown, and that will stand. The extra point is up. Napoleon's on the board, 7-0. Pirates in front of the Warriors. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back with the kickoff on K105.3.
We gotta hurry. They're gonna be here soon.
Relax. I got it.
Don't tell me to relax. My family's gonna be here for the entire week, and we're not ready. We still need things.
All right. Kelly Express Mart is right there. They've got everything we need, including Aunt Linda's skim milk for her coffee. And I'll get a couple of pizzas for dinner tonight.
Got relatives coming over for the holidays? Kelly Express Mart will get you ready. Your one-stop shop, quick and easy, and friendly, excellent customer service. Kelly Express Mart. Everywhere you need us to be.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
8 minutes, 40 seconds to go here, first quarter. And Napoleon makes the first big play of the game, and it's on the defensive side of the football. Fumble recovery, returned for a touchdown. And the man with the play, Chad Carpenter, made it happen. And he had a slew of blockers, and that's just one of those plays where you're open field and you just pretty much have to take it in. Kickoff is up. Fielded by Henry at the 15. Looking for some room. Finds a gap. He's at the 40. Now he's over midfield. 50, 40, 30, 20-yard line
what
before he's chased down by Ethan Weatherspoon. And I'll tell you, Matt, wild plays to get us started here in the first quarter. And a huge play to answer the fumble recovery. Grass Lake's going to start business on the Napoleon 20-yard line. You get in the red zone, and we'll see what play calls Grass Lake's got up their sleeve. Patient return there for Henry. Now, that doesn't always work. on the kick return game to have patience, but the seam opened up, and then he just hit it hard.
And if it had been anybody other than Weatherspoon, he would have went the distance, but Weatherspoon ran him down.
Yeah.
And really a big play because that allows the Napoleon defense to try to prevent any more damage here. I'll tell you, when we talk about the special team, we did a game, it was a Michigan Center, or the Springport game, it was Dybel who returned that kickoff for a touchdown. So getting it done with special teams.
First down handoff goes to Coppernol, and he's brought down after about a yard.
44 on the carry. He's taking down by number 10.
Grass Lake.
Carpenter.
Keeps that field spread. Napoleon's defense has looked like they've got a good handle on what Grass Lake's trying to do so far. Trip receivers right for Lutschka out of the shotgun, and he gives to Coppernol again on second down. Coppernol finds a little bit of space there. Take that down to the 11-yard line. Bring up a third down and about one or two, waiting on the spot, and they actually pull that back to about the 13. So bring up third and three.
Out-of-town scoreboard. The Yellow Jackets have struck first on a Tony Brooks 30-yard touchdown. 7-0 Yellow Jackets.
Coppernol, second effort. He's into the end zone.
Touchdown.
Big run there. Luke Coppernol looked like they had him behind that first down marker. Second effort gets him past it, and then it's almost like he looked up and there's daylight, and he just walked it into the end zone. Nice run by Coppernol, and a great answer by Grass Lake. Shootout here early first quarter, 7:33 to go, and if this extra point is good, we're tied at 7. And there's your snap. Hold is good. Kick is up. And that looks like it just got past the right upright. 7-7, we're tied. K105.3 Football Frenzy, a wild one early. 30-second break, we're back with a kickoff.
Home, the dwelling place of family, comfort, peace, and love. You love being home because it's your place of serenity. Making the right choice when you're replacing your floors can be daunting. You want your home to be comfortable and beautiful with flooring that will match your style. Home is the place you're the most peaceful. Collins Brothers floors look better, last longer, cost less, and are the right choice. Collins Brothers floor covering in downtown Jackson. Style, comfort, and serenity.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman live, Grass Lake High School. And geez, we're not even 5 minutes into this thing. We got a 7-7 score with some big plays, a lot of excitement. Two packed bleachers over here, standing room only on that visitor sideline. And that fence is lined with people all the way down. And, it, on the way out here, Matt, I kind of took a little bit of the long way. And I drove through Napoleon, and it was nice to see on some of the business signs, wishing the team luck, and you get up to Grass Lake, the full community's out to support. Some of my favorite things about high school football. Fielded around the 25. Looked like he was looking to pitch it off. Instead, he keeps it, and he'll get it up to almost the 40-yard line.
Starting position.
Aslan Hunt on the return, and he's, he's a guy who got a lot of carries we saw late in that Concord game. So, almost looked like he wasn't quite ready to return it, but he looked a little
undecisive, didn't he?
Sets the pulling up pretty good field position. They'll mark that just shy of the 39-yard line in their own territory. Grass Lake defense comes out on the field. They did a great job against the Napoleon offense. Three and out on their first possession. Chadwell out of the shotgun here. And he'll give it to Greg Weatherspoon. And he's looking for space. Thought he had a seam. Closed quickly. Second effort doesn't get much extra, but still good for 4 yards on first down. Second and six. Actually, they spot that pretty generously. We'll call second and five. And I give an edge to the Grass Lake defense out of the two defenses, but again, this I love the matchup here because both teams are comparable, and this looks like it's going to be a good game all the way. Second down, Chadwell keeps it, QB option. It's about another yard or two. Third down and four. for the Pirates offense. And again, third down on the last drive, Grasslake came through with a big play, and it was Horner. He's out of the game right now. But Grasslake's got a lot of guys on that D-line who can make pressure happen. Out of the shotgun, Chadwell looking to pass. Overthrown, intercepted. Jared Henry's got it up the left sideline. And he makes a move. Wait, turn it in. Nope. He's going to get tackled. Pushed out of bounds to the 15.
Wow, what a big play. He had the receiver open. He just overthrew it. Threw right into them. I mean, it was an easy pick for Henry. And another huge play for really the first big play was the special teams. This time, the Grasslake defense.
And I saw it almost looked like there were two Napoleon receivers in the vicinity, and he kind of threw it in between both of them, which was perfect for Henry, who just kind of sat down and caught that ball. So now the Grasslake defense making another big play on third down. Tied at 7, but they start inside the Napoleon red zone. Out of the shotgun with Luchka. He's got three wide receivers to his right. Gives to Vaccolo. He slides through the line. He's over the 10, down to about the 8-yard line. They might even get him down to the 7. Matt,
well, I'll tell
you, first down.
I'll tell you, the way this Grasslake team has regrouped from that fumble recovered for a touchdown by Carpenter has been, I mean, they came out and it's like they took it personal. I mean, there's a little chip on their shoulder right here, the way they're running the ball, running through tackles. And there he is again. Look at that.
Gives to Vaccolo again, and he just
run almost to the goal line.
It's like he makes himself skinny, like a cat sneaking into a crack. He slides through that narrow gap, and then he just turns on the burners and bounds his way down to about the 2-yard line. First and goal for the Warriors. They stay spread out. Pistol formation with Coppernoll behind Luchka, and he's going to give to Coppernoll. He's touching the backfield. He's going to battle his way back to the line of scrimmage.
He broke two tackles to get to the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm. Good penetration by the Pirates defense. Again, here we are with 5:08 to go first quarter. And the excitement hasn't stopped since the kick. Great atmosphere here at Grasslake High School. Packed house. Luchka gives the Coppernoll on second down. And again, he's hit and held back. And they're going to, again, stop him short of the goal line. Clock continues to run on the first quarter. Coppernoll takes another second down, make it third and goal. This time they'll spot it just outside of the 1-yard line. Big formation now for the Warriors. And there's a keep for Luchka. He's not going to get it. Stop shy. 4:22 to go and third down and goal for the, or excuse me, fourth and goal for the Warriors.
You come in and kick the field goal?
Well, I was just about to ask you, our analyst, Matt, what do you think?
I think you got it. You got the ball at the 2-yard line. I think you go for it, because if you don't make it, Napoleon's got a, their starting position would be inside the 5. You got to go for it.
It looks like Grasslake agrees with you. Shotgun for Luchka with Coppernoll, and they give it to him again. He's hit, and he's not going to get in. Huge goal line stand for the Pirates.
Napoleon ball.
Wow. Yeah, I think that was the right call still by Coach Randy Cole for the Grasslake Warriors, because now that defense has come out, and you know, they've manhandled. Napoleon had a 3-and-out, and they had a third down interception. I mean, right now, Grasslake's got every advantage over that Napoleon offense. So I think that's the right call. Even though you don't score, I think you put some faith in this, in your defense, and to make something happen here, and they've done it so far every time. And on first down, Napoleon just looking for some breathing room. Dive up into the line. They're going to push out to about the 4. And they did. They boosted that up to almost the 5, Matt. Knows the football on there. Second down and 9 yards.
Out-of-town scoreboard. Tony Brooks Jr. to Montez Brewer. 75-yard touchdown. 14-0 Yellow Jackets. Vying for the second district championship in school history.
Wow. So on second down, again, another inside run by the Napoleon Pirates. And not a lot of breathing room. They'll get it over the 5 to about the 6-yard line. maybe the 7. I'll say the 7 from the angle here. It's going to bring up third down and 7 yards. The third down has not been good, has not been kind to the Pirates so far. On their first possession, third down was a sack where they lost about 8 yards. Second possession, third down, interception that put us where we stand now. And now on third down, Chadwell hands off to Weatherspoon. And he'll get it over the 10 to about the 11-yard line. That's going to be short of the first down by a couple of yards, but it's good fourth and you punt it away right now.
Oh, you got to punt it away. Yeah, you got to punt it away here. Good job by the Grass Lake defense.
Fourth and 1. 2 minutes in the first quarter. Nonstop action since we got started here at Grass Lake. 7-7 our score. Turnovers. Big plays. It's been a wild one here. So Chadwell into punt. And he's half a yard in the end zone. The snap's a little bit off. He does pull it in. And he'll get the kick away. It's not going to get very far. Looks like they're going to stop that right about. They're giving him every inch of that.
It's like the angle. You got to go by the angle of the ball, which I thought was about the 35.
That's where I saw it too, Matt. And now they moved it to the other side of the 40. So still good field position for Grass Lake, and they'll make another run at it here against the Napoleon Pirates defense. Tied at 7. Luchka out of the shotgun. Coppernoll is the deep back. He'll shift sides. Looks like maybe an audible with the line. Four receivers for Luchka. He'll give to Coppernoll. On first down, he's going to get about 3 yards.
Luke Coppernoll with the ball.
Second down and... Oh, they only give him 2 on that. Second down and 8. And now we got 3 wide receivers for Luchka to his right. 1 to his left is Jared Henry. The handoff goes to Coppernoll on second down. And he's hit low, taken down early. Gets about another yard, and that'll bring up 3rd and 7 for Grass Lake.
I'll tell you, credit to the Napoleon defense on that goal line stand and on this drive right here. They get a stop here on fourth down, on third down. They're gonna officially change field position, which is huge.
Let's go in the shotgun formation, back to pass, looking downfield. Now we'll go to the short receiver, and.
Had him open, just overthrew him a little bit.
Joe Bacolo drops the pass. Hit him in the hand, but he was only able to get one hand up on it. And you know, man, I noticed that more and more, not just in the high school game, the pro game, the college game, where those receivers are trying to work with only one hand. Well, it used to be an amazing catch that you made when you could only get one hand on it, but now sometimes it feels like they think they can get it one-handed.
Some of those guys, their hands are so big. I mean, it's...
Right.
It's the guys that can palm a basketball.
So, Vicolo, or excuse me.
I have a hard enough time catching with 2 hands.
Luchka fakes the punt.
Oh, and he's looking at this.
Coppernoll, he's got a lot of room here. He's over the 30, down to the 20. Still on his feet, battling, dragging guys.
And again.
Down to the 12-yard line. Great fake.
The Grass Lake special teams. We've seen this. We saw this against Springport and twice in this game. With the long kickoff return by Henry. And then the fake punt right there. First down, Grass Lake.
Big play there with the fake punt. Grass Lake stays alive on the field and deep in Pirate territory again. Tied at 7, final 25 seconds of the first quarter. Luchka's looking to pass. Pump fake going to Henry in the end zone. And it is overthrown. Well covered by Ethan Weatherspoon. And they had, looks like Duncan Wilson maybe down there on the assist. Nope, that's going to be Aslan Hunt. Stop the clock with 16.7 on the clock. Luchka comes up to the line. No, working out of the shotgun. Danny Vicolo is the running back with 4 wide receivers. Spread the field. gives to Vaccolo, and he hits the line hard.
Vaccolo's running hard. Boy, he's running hard, hitting the hole hard.
Pull him down at the 7. And that'll run out the first quarter. As long as we don't get a timeout, and we do not, the time runs out. Hey, give us a 1 minute break here on the KMO 5.3 Football Frenzy. We're back with the second quarter.
Imagine a world without books, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come discover. Discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjdl.com.
At the 145 Family Restaurant at I-94 and Sargent Road, they know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. That's why they serve it anytime at the 145 Family Restaurant. Frankly, what's breakfast without a slice of some of the 145's famous pie? The 145 Family Restaurant would like to wish all teams the best of luck in the postseason. The 145 Family Restaurant. Great pie, great breakfast, great food. I-94 and Sargent Road.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Third down and 5 for the Grass Lake Warriors. Lutch got out of the shotgun, rolling out to his right. He's going to pull it down and run. He's got a pass to the end zone. He's in. Touchdown, Grass Lake. Jonathan Lutchka on the QB, keeping it moving. And we got a 13-7 score. Man, I'm going to lose my voice by the end of this one if they keep making big plays like this.
Well, I'll tell you, that was a coming out of halftime. It was a good play call. Start the second quarter, and he was untouched.
13-7 as we 6 seconds into this quarter. Jonathan Lutchka, and like we said last week, Matt, you know, we gave the player of the game to Joe Vaccolo, and he made plays on both sides of the ball, but I don't know if there's a player in the field more important to what Grass Lake does than Jonathan Lutchka.
Well, he can manage the game, and he can win the game with his arm. I mean, we've seen him do both.
And there you go, throwing in that added wrinkle of his ability to run. And it makes him real tough to account for. We'll keep it here on the shift of sides here. They're going to get a kickoff. Grass Lake kicking off to Napoleon. I want to mention once again, add-on tonight, Grass Lake Chevrolet. Check out their Love It or Leave It program. If you purchase a car from Grass Lake Chevrolet and you don't love it, within 24 hours and 100 miles, bring it back. Grass Lake Chevrolet will buy it back from you. See the dealer for details. That sounds pretty cool, but I'll tell you what, every time I bought a car in that first 24 hours, it's like a honeymoon.
Hell, I know.
All I want to do is drive it. And one of those nice Chevys. You're driving a Chevrolet yourself, aren't you, man?
I got a nice Silverado. I like it. I love it, actually.
Check them out at Grass Lake Chevrolet. Stay tuned at halftime. Collins Brothers floor covering with us again on the halftime report. And Matt, what was our last update from Concord? Still 14-0 over Homer.
14-0, yep. And Yellow Jackets just had an interception. They got the ball at the 35-yard line.
Tony Brooks Jr. having another nice game. He was our ESPN 101.9 FM Orthopedic Rehab Prep Athlete of the Week after that win over Springport. There's your kickoff. Fielded at the 20. Again, Aslan Hunt back to catch it. This time he wasn't looking to pitch, but he is absolutely lit up.
Ooh.
Huge hit.
42 Foreman. He's their stud, man, on defense. Zach Foreman. Boy, he lit him up. Yeah, he's going to feel that tomorrow morning.
I'll tell you, I don't think he feels it right now. No. These guys are absolutely jacked up and ready to have a...
That was...
Ready to make a big play. Napoleon ready to try to answer. They've been stuffed on defense every time here by the Warriors. And this time the give goes to Weatherspoon. He's got room to the outside, and he can absolutely fly. He turns the corner. He's upfield over the 50 to the 30, out of bounds. 23-yard line. I actually had him stepping out quite a bit further back. But I don't think the official saw the same thing. And matter of fact, I wasn't sure there was an official on the sideline right there.
Well, so Hogan got around that corner so fast, I don't think the official could catch him.
Right, exactly. Great run by Weatherspoon either way. And he, he certainly looked fast on that one. Very patient, slow to develop run play, but once it did, Greg Weatherspoon has the wheels. And they'll go from the 23. Option play, and he's going to keep it.
Nice.
Good decision. Inside the 15, down to about the 12-yard line, Chadwell for the Napoleon Pirates QB keep. So after struggling through three possessions against Grass Lake, the Pirates have something working here. Second and one inside the 15-yard line. Oh, no, they're signaling a first to move the chains. First down, but they will spot at 1, 2, 13-yard line. The Grass Lake lead. Napoleon looking to even things up, and another option for Chadwell. Fakes the pitch, keeps it. He's got a pass to the corner, daylight, and he is in. Jacob Chadwell with a huge play, and that fake pitch out to Weatherspoon took that defender right out of the play, and he had nothing but green all the way to the end zone. So here we go.
13 yards.
And that's going to make it 14 to 13 with an extra point pending.
Well, this is entertaining right here, buddy.
Edge of your seat action here in high school football. Your only live coverage here on K105.3. Extra point attempt. Hold us down. Kick is up.
Oh, we got a penalty.
Flag on the play.
I have a feeling they're going to call it on Grass Lake. From that, the official that called it. Yeah, I think he.
I mean,
could be a personal foul here on Grass Lake. The extra point's going to be good.
Did they signal that it was good?
Yeah,
because I didn't even see a signal until they threw the flag.
Yep.
Personal foul. It's going to go against the Warriors.
Taking on the kickoff, and the extra point is, they say no good.
Yeah, I didn't see a signal on the extra point. So we're in a holding pattern here until we get a determination. .11:04 on the clock here, second quarter.
It's obviously personal foul. Roughing the snap. Well, then, what I don't understand is why, if the extra point's no good, why don't they get another shot, another chance?
Right. Yeah, I don't think we ever got a signal whether the kick was good or not.
Extra point was good?
So, yeah, coming from the coaching staff for Grass Lake, they must have got the word up from the field. They called it good, so we're tied at 14. Napoleon will kick off from the Grass Lake 45. And the kick is a liner fielded at the 4. Dively. Moving all the way across the field. He's going to get hit and pulled down. Aslan Hunt at the 11-yard line. Good tackle in the open field. So Grass Lake will start deep in their own territory here. A lot of times still on the clock. We're tied at 14, and this has been edge of your seat. I can't wait to see what's going to happen next. I can't believe any of these fans are sitting down. And a lot of them aren't because they ran out of bleacher space. This place is packed to the gills. All the way around, people around the fences.
Really doesn't get any better than this. I mean,
if you want to get high school football, you got it right here at K105.3. Thanks for tuning us in, whether you're listening on the radio or online at K105.3.com around the world. Shotgun formation, Luchka, and we'll get a flag immediately. False start on the Warriors. That's going to move them back even a little bit further. 10:49 to go, first half, 14-14. Stay tuned to halftime. Collins Brothers Floor Covering halftime report. And each time we've done a Grass Lake game, we've had company here in the press box at halftime. We'll get Joe DeBoe back up here again from the Grass Lake Chamber of Commerce. He's president of the of Grass Lake. Lichka takes the snap. Now he'll give to Bacolo. And Joe Bacola, get you to about the 12. I'll move it up there. That's not bad on first down there. They get about the they get the distance back from the penalty, second down and 10. Luchka shotgun, trip receivers left, and they go to Vicolo again on second down, and Joe stopped for no gain.
He's taken down by
so that's going to bring a third and long situation for Grass Lake, and now all of a sudden momentum sitting squarely in the hands of the Pirates right now, man.
Well, you know, that game last week with Michigan Center, just back and forth, emotional, momentum switching game. I tell you, that's so they definitely, I'm sure, prepared him for this week.
Back to pass, Luchka, slant route to Henry, and
no call.
I think they wanted a flag. I thought it was good coverage. I wouldn't have pulled the flag on that one. Ethan Weatherspoon.
It's one of those things. If you're going to let him play both sides.
Ethan Weatherspoon's rocking that number 21 jersey like he's Deion Sanders, and that coverage looked like prime time to me. I thought that was good coverage. And I'm surprised that Lipska threw that way because he was absolutely blanketing him. Now, fourth and 10, they send Duncan Wilson deep to receive the punt. Lipska's going to kick from his own five, and it's a high punt. Not a lot of distance. That's going to come down and bounce at the 30. Takes a Grass Lake hop to the 35 and just comes to rest on that hash mark, the 35-yard line. So good field position here for the Pirates. And they've seized back momentum, and now they've seized field position. And they're looking to keep things rolling here. And that shows you, that kind of displays the how important that 15-yard roughing penalty was on that extra point attempt. It gave Napoleon an extra 15 yards of field. They pin Grass Lake down. The punt's not good, and Napoleon gets all the field position out of it. So that the reward is there. Handoff faked.
Chadwell
to Weatherspoon. Chadwell, a lot of room. He might have a space to get to the end zone here. Down the sideline. Dives to the pylon. Hit it. Are they going to call out of bounds?
It's just out of bounds. About the 1 yard line. 34-yard run.
And that play that's what something they're going to have to adjust to in the halftime if they can't do it sooner, because that QB option there, Chadwell, has torched them on it the last three times they've run.
Yeah, keying on Weatherspoon.
For good reason.
Absolutely.
Just outside of the 1 yard line here, Napoleon, first and goal. Tied at 14, 9:29 to go first half. I formation. Chadwell's going to keep it, dive forward, and it looks like they got him pushed in the end zone. No signal yet from the officials.
Touchdown.
There it goes. And the Pirates, in a shoot-em-out, back-and-forth game, take advantage. And that is going to be 20-14, Napoleon. Extra point pending here, Napoleon. I'm speechless. That shouldn't. That's part of my job to talk. Blocked. Extra point is blocked. Huge play there by Grass Lake. And the way this has gone back and forth, 1 point could be all the difference. The Warriors will set up to receive a kickoff. Napoleon will set up to give one over. 20-14. Our score. 30-second break. We're right back.
If you're looking to save money on your monthly expenses, maybe you're spending too much on your home and auto insurance. The experts at the Grass Lake Insurance Agency, your Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, will review your current coverage and make sure you're getting the best rate possible. Farm Bureau Insurance and the Grass Lake Insurance Agency would like to wish the Grass Lake Warriors the best in their march through the postseason.
The beat back.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
9:20 to go, first half. Napoleon takes the lead again, 20-14. It's been back and forth. Momentum has swung three times in the early going. It's just been a blast to watch. When we say the best in high school football, we mean it. K105.3 Football Frenzy. Here's your kickoff. And it's a low liner. That's going to roll to about the 25. Picked up by Vicolo. And he a couple nifty dance moves. Gets himself over the 35 to the 38-yard line where Grass Lake will take over. And look to get advantage back. And our Napoleon Pirates defense has done better against Grass Lake on their last couple possessions. So adjustments, coaching back and forth. Scott Ash, Randy Cole, two staffs
battling.
Co-champions, the Cascades Conference. Now meeting each other for a district championship. Winner of this one will move on to face the winner of a Lumen Christi Schoolcraft game that takes place tomorrow at 1 o'clock. You can hear that coverage on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Hand up on first down, goes to Coppernoll. And he's on his feet for a while, and he'll barrel forward to about 5 yards.
Nice play. But he just keeps those feet moving.
So if you're a fan of Grass Lake or Napoleon, whoever emerges from this game, you're going to want to tune in to tomorrow's game and find out who you're going to face a week from, I believe that'll be a Friday night game, but I guess we'll find out when they schedule officially. Second down and 6 for the Warriors. Pistol formation for Grass Lake. We get a flag from the sideline. It'll be a false start against the Warriors. Back them back up. So we'll set it up 2nd and 11.
You know, it's one of those penalties after a good first down run by Coppernoll. Instead of having, you know, 2nd down and 6, not 2nd and 11.
Let's go. Shotgun looking to pass on 2nd and long. Flush out of the pocket. Finds time. Fires it. That's up for grabs. That's intercepted. Ethan Weatherspoon pulls it in at the 36-yard line. A lot of coverage back there for the Pirates and Weatherspoon. Ethan Weatherspoon's having himself a tremendous game. And right now, Luchka has looked not great in the passing game. And it's partly largely because of Ethan Weatherspoon's coverage.
He threw that up for grabs. I mean, it just, you know, and I'll tell you, good pressure by the Napoleon defensive line. He went back and had pressure, and he just threw it up. And it was 3 Napoleon guys and 2 Grass Lake guys. And great pick, though. Great catch on that by Weatherspoon.
He plays receiver, too, so he'll get the hands back out there as Napoleon takes over, and it's a keeper for Chadwell, and he's going to get dragged down. Lost about two on that play.
Grass Lake snipped that one out.
Well, it went to the left side instead of the right. The right's where they've been able to torch him on that, but like I said, Grass Lake had to adjust to that QB keep, and we'll see if they're able to keep that up. 8:05 to go first half, 20-14. Napoleon leads with the ball. Right now spotted on their own 36-yard line. 2nd down and 11. Napoleon breaks the huddle. We don't see a lot of huddles on the field in the Cascades Conference. Chadwell under center, I formation, 2 wide receivers. Weatherspoon, the deep running back. Delayed handoff to Weatherspoon.
Broke a tackle.
And he broke the tackle. That's going to get over the 40, down about the 42. And now some extracurricular pushing, and that's going to draw a flag. And that was Zach Foreman. It's nice run by Greg Weatherspoon. 2nd down and long. So they'll spot it right now at the 40, but he's going to get another 15 yards. At the end of the play, Foreman with an extra push sent a guy careening over the pile. And that's going to go against the Warriors. So, and you know what, Matt, and you and I discussed it, because we saw early Napoleon, and they had a lot of penalties in that game against Columbia Central, and then we saw them again later in the season. I still felt like, you know, offsides, little penalties, concentration things. Tonight, the team that I would have described as the more disciplined of the two, Grass Lake, has been the one to commit those penalties, and that's hurt them. That clearly has hurt
them. I would agree, and I think those penalties in those first, at least the first game that we saw, hurt Napoleon.
Mm-hmm. Weatherspoon on first down. He's going to get about 3 yards forward progress if they spot it where I think they should spot it, but they don't always do that, Matt. And I think if you come out to these games and you disagree with the spot or any of the officiating, the MHSAA would be glad to have you join their staff of officials.
No kidding.
They're always looking for people. Yeah. Second down, 8 yards for the Pirates from the Grass Lake 40-yard line. Big 15-yard penalty has given them a nice field position. Back to pass Chadwell.
Set up a screen.
Sniffed out by the fumble. Now that flag came out, and I think that's going to be a face mask.
I agree. I think it's going to be a face mask right here on Grass Lake. And, that play right there was very much resembled the fumble return for a touchdown by Napoleon.
So I think the flag's going to be for the face mask. The penalty fumble happens after the penalty.
Yep.
I think Napoleon's going to keep this ball, even though Grass Lake did recover the fumble.
Face mask. They're going to call a 5-yard. Yep. That's the right call. We saw it right in front of us.
And that was simply just that defender tackled too high.
Yep.
He needed to get low and take him down, and he went high, gets the face mask, and that just cost Grass Lake a turnover. 6.5 to go first half. 20-14 our score. Napoleon in front, they've got the ball, and through the virtue of a couple penalties now, they'll keep possession, and it'll be second down and 8 from from the Grass Lake 39. I formation again. Pitch out to Weatherspoon. Cuts it upfield. He's hit at the 40. He'll lose a yard. And nice job by the Grass Lake defense.
Number 20, Fred Weatherspoon with the ball. He's taken down by number 54, Wyatt Walker.
Yard line. Pirates back in the huddle. Third down and 8 yards. 5:51 to go. 20-14 to score. Napoleon looking to add to their advantage. High formation. Deep back is Weatherspoon. Fakes the handoff. Play action. Looking deep. Chadwell. Got a man. Caught.
Oh!
Through the hands.
Oh, he dropped it.
The usually sure-handed Hunter Vincent. We got a flag. And I feel like that flag came out. It's going to be a hold against the Pirates.
Flag on the play.
They'll accept this or decline it.
What's that? It's going to bring up third. They can have, third down and 8 or? So they're appealing to the sideline. They're going to take the penalty and move them back. Oh, discussion from the officials. So walking it back here. With the 10-yard hold, and it's going to put Napoleon all the way back to their own 49-yard line. And it's going to bring up third and 25. 23 is what the scorekeeper says. I'll agree with him. Third down and 23 for Napoleon. And the give goes to Weatherspoon. Doesn't find any room to run there. Gets to about the 45. And brought down, bring up fourth and 20.
Good job by the Grass Lake defense. And I'll tell you, they needed that right there because momentum had really swung back to Napoleon.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You get a score there, and it changed. It was a huge play. And really, both teams have done that in this game. When Napoleon's needed to step up their D, they have, and they switched momentum. Now Grass Lake has returned the favor.
Chadwell to punt from the 35. Fielded at the opposite 35, Joe Vacolo. He'll head up the left sideline. Not a lot of room to work with. He's out of bounds. It looks like that spot's going to be somewhere around the 37.
Number 3, Joe Vacolo with the ball. He's knocked out by number
38. Grass Lake takes over. They got 4:52 and a half to try to even up, maybe even take an advantage here. And I think the Warriors' offense got some work to do. They've got to sort some stuff out. And Luchka's been reeled in the passing game so far. And I give a lot of that credit to Ethan Weatherspoon and his coverage.
We've seen him play better, and there's a lot of game left here.
Let's go come out, shotgun formation. Coppernol is the running back. Trip receivers left, short side of the field there. Takes a quick pass, looking to throw downfield. He's got a step. No, he doesn't. Weatherspoon closes that gap.
We got another penalty down here.
Intended receiver for the Warriors on that one.
Yeah, we got a penalty back in the area of holding.
Weatherspoon on the tight coverage again. It's starting to look like you have to throw away from Ethan Weatherspoon the way he's playing tonight. I've been very impressed with the coverage. Penalty does go against the Warriors. Move it back. 4:47 to go. First half, 20-14 is our score. And just a very wild first half of football action here at Grass Lake High School. Let's go shotgun again. First down forever. Back to throw. Flushed out of the pocket. And there he finds an open man downfield. Breaks a tackle. Big gain for Grass Lake. So on first down and forever, he comes up a yard shy of a first down. Receiver on the play, Hayden Cochran. That is a big play for the Warriors. Nice job to elude the rush by Luchka and find an open man in the middle of the field. Completed the pass. Excellent throw. Put it right on the numbers. Second down and one now for Grass Lake.
Out-of-town scoreboard. Homer's answer with a touchdown, but missed a two-point conversion. Concord still leads 14-6 over the Homer Trojans.
On second and one,
Luke Capernol taken down by
Luke Capernol takes a handoff, and he's going to lose about 5 yards on the play. Let's bring up third and six for Grass Lake. Nice job by the Napoleon defense. Again, they've got pressure on Luchka in the pass game, and they're doing a good job of stuffing the run as well. Luchka back to pass on third down. And he's sacked! A huge play, and the Napoleon defense continues to get pressure on Luchka, and he's too quick to even react on that one, and he just goes down. 3:25 to go here in the half. And spot it on the Grass Lake 34-yard line.
Again, both defenses 13. Have stepped up in this game when they needed to. I mean, it's a 20-14 game. We're talking about defense, but they've swung momentum back and forth.
And there's your punt away for Luchka. Good punt. Fair caught at the 33 by Duncan Wilson with just 2:58 left in this half. 20-14, Napoleon leads. This has been a back-and-forth battle, and it's been exciting to watch up here in the booth. And clearly out in the stands, too. Both sidelines have been given reason to cheer tonight. So Napoleon huddled up on the field. They'll break from their own 33, first down and 10. I formation for Chadwell and the boys. Two wide receivers. Weatherspoon is the running back, and he'll take it off tackle. He's got 5 yards, spinning.
Close to 10.
He might
have the first down. Boy, both running back, both teams stable of running backs run the ball hard. You know, Weatherspoon and Wilson for Napoleon. You know, Capernaw, Piccolo, both run the ball hard for Grass Lake. We got some good running backs in this game.
And Weatherspoon gingerly walking off the field like he might have a little bit of a, hopefully just a tweak or something that he can work out a little bit. Yeah. But you know what? Duncan Wilson comes into the game. You don't drop off much in quality of play.
A little different style, though.
Yeah.
One's more on the perimeter. Wilson, even though he's a little smaller, is kind of a between-the-tackles guy.
Takes the give, slides between the tackles there to the 50. About 6-7 yards on first down for Duncan Wilson. Clock starts running, ticking down to about 2.5 here to go in the first half. And they'll spot the nose of that ball just on the 50-yard line. Second down about 3 to the Pirates. I don't get hung up on how great this first half has been, but it really has. One of the most entertaining halves of football we've seen. Shotgun and pitch out to Wilson. Good job on the defense. Danny Bacolo gets the hit on Duncan Wilson. they'll bring them down for a loss. And almost all the way back to the 45. I think they can give them the 46, maybe even the 47 for progress. And that's going to make a third and 7 for the Pirates. Did that QB option there. He went with the pitch to Wilson, and Grasslake ready for that one. I'm going to time out on the field. Give me a chance to mention some of our sponsors in the season. We gave away that Chevy Cruze last night. Was it last night? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. 2-year, 24,000-mile lease, big listener party.
Who won it? From where? Oh, you remember what game? Come on.
Yeah, it was a Napoleon. I believe it was a Napoleon guy. He signed up at the Napoleon, one of the Napoleon games.
Excellent.
I think it's good luck to sign up for the Art Main Chevy Cruze, and I'll have to grab the guy's name.
I didn't mean to put pressure.
Yeah, now you put me on the spot. I'm not quite ready. But thanks to everybody who came out to the tailgates and got signed up for the car or anything, like, you know, won a gas card or any of the fun stuff that we had to give away. It really was another great football frenzy. Can't wait to do it again next year. Still going on right now. A couple of local Jackson teams battling it out to move on to the next round. And on third and about 7, Pirates come out in the I formation. They'll hand off to Weatherspoon back into the game. Nice cut, and he'll get it over the 50. It's going to bring up a fourth and short. That's a distance you can go for.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. You lead 20-14. I think you want to kick it away. I mean, if this was any other port, I mean, I think you got an opportunity right here to go in up 6 at the half. Your defense is playing well. Kick it away.
Minute and a half to go and ticking off. They fake the punt. Aslan Hunt, and he's going to get stopped, so Grasslake will get the ball back.
Aslan Hunt with the ball.
I think it's a terrible decision right there. I mean, what you give is you give a team that can score with 1:22 left the ball on the other side of midfield. You kick it away, you put it in the hands of your defense that's played well for the last few possessions of this game. I don't think it was a very good call.
Yeah, real good chance for Grasslake to seize a little bit of momentum going into the locker room. They're going to come out maybe winging around a little bit here with minute 22. Lutschka in that familiar shotgun formation. He's got Coppernel about a step to his rear and to the right. And a penalty flag out and a false start against the Warriors. Can you have a false start before you even set at the line? They'll move them back. Real quick with that flag on that one. There's out of the shotgun. Lutschka back to pass, looking downfield. He's got Vacolo across the middle. He's going to find someone who's got the first down over the 40. Down to about the 36.
He's going to stop the clock. Move the chains.
Number 3, Joe Vacolo with the ball. He's taken down by number 1, Victor Wilson.
Halftime, Concord and Homer. It's the Yellow Jackets up 14-6 at the half. Hudson over Sand Creek, halftime, 14-0.
Lutschka gets out of the away from the rush. He's going to have to scramble out of bounds. 56.8 on the clock. Good pressure once again by the Napoleon defense. So under a minute to go, and he's got a second down, and he lost about 7 on the play. And play coming from the sideline. He did a golf swing. I wonder what that play is. We'll find out here. Let's get back to pass. Looking downfield, and he's got a scramble again. He's pulled down, sacked. Nice job by number 55 for the Pirates, Chase Cole.
He's taken down by number 55.
So the clock runs. Grasslake doesn't look like there's any sense of urgency here with third down and about 21. Down to 30 seconds on the clock. Waiting for the call from the sideline. 23 seconds. And let's go get, trying to get set. They're watching the clock tick down. Now let's take a timeout with 15.8. Grass Lake with a timeout on the field. As we ticking close to 8 o'clock on K105.3 WKHM FM, Brooklyn and Jackson, the football frenzy. And exciting game so far. Can't wait for the second half of action here. Our halftime report brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering. And we'll get to that after these final 15 or so seconds. Stay tuned following the broadcast. We'll get to the Subway Player of the Game. And again, if you're a fan of Napoleon or Grass Lake, you're listening to this game, you're going to want to listen tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock. Schoolcraft and Lumen Christi square off.
Who are you picking? Who are you picking in that game?
I can't pick it. I'm a bit of a homer, so I'll pick Lumen Christi.
I think Lumen Christi's going down in the winter.
I think that's going to be exciting to have Lumen Christi in the winter of this game playing a week from now. So third and 21, Luchka out of the shotgun. And he's got a man, he's got a step. And he turned down around to adjust for the football, and we're going to get a pass interference. And, you know, I don't think the contact was that egregious, Matt, but the fact that the defender never turned to look for the ball.
Nope. And he made contact before the ball got there. Mm-hmm. So really was an easy call. The difference is it's not a spot foul. It's a 15-yard from the line of scrimmage, so it's instead of...
It's not even a first down.
You're right.
But they'll get a little bit closer. And they got about 10 seconds to take a shot at the end zone. I don't think the kicking game's good from here. I think you take a shot real deep. Maybe you take something quick to the sideline.
Get two plays in.
But you'd have to do that really quick. And it'd have to be over here to Jared Henry. More pressure from the point. He's going to pull it down to run. Luchka's going to get brought down with still seconds on the clock. They were signaling it was in bounds.
Timeout.
Oh, okay.
Timeout, Grass Lake.
0.6 seconds. Grass Lake's going to get one more try at it here, 4th and 5. Take the 5 out of consideration. It's 4th and see if you could score some points. So they, again, timeout on the field here, Grass Lake, Napoleon, 20-14, our score with 0.6 seconds to go first half. Randy Cole drawing something up there in the huddle. And maybe something that gets in the end zone here for Grass Lake. Both teams back on the field. And Luchka, of course, in that shotgun. Coppernol in the backfield. Jared Henry split left. Three wide receivers right are Vacolo, Dibley, and Cochran. Back to pass. Luchka looking, rolling out to the right. Looking to the end zone. He flings it into the corner through the hands.
And I tell you.
Ted receiver.
Coach Cole got a flag on that. And you know what? Coach Cole has every right to be upset because Luchka got hit late on that. Should have been a rough in the quarterback. No call right there. And was right in front of the bench and right in front of the official. And I don't know what Coach Cole said, but it didn't take long for the official to grab that yellow flag. But it was I would have been upset too if I'd have been Coach Cole.
And what's that from Bull Durham? I think he used a word
that one word that you can't say. Yep.
So time is gone for the first half.
All right, man. We got a movie reference.
Yes.
All right.
Took us longer than usual. 20-14, Grass Lake trails at home against the Napoleon Pirates. And look at you into the halftime here for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. And we'll get a look at the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Just one score we're following tonight, really, for these local teams. And Matt's been on top of that the entire game, but we'll get that at the halftime as well. As district playoff action here. Grass Lake High School with the Napoleon Pirates. And again, the Pirates lead the Warriors 20-14. 3 minute break. We're back with the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report on K105.3.
MVP Sports Store, specializing in custom in-house screen printing and embroidery of all of your company's apparel, including hats, jackets, polo shirts, and more. MVP Sports Store now offers custom promotional items with your company's logo. MVP Sports Store, everything is local and done right here in Jackson, so you get to work directly with the owners to get what your business needs. Cut out the middleman and go directly to the source for your business. And visit MVPSportsJackson.com.
Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce would like to wish the Grass Lake Warriors the best this season. Whether you're already a resident, a visitor, or just looking for a great place to live, work, and raise your family, the Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to spend some time exploring the many possibilities within the Grass Lake area. Grass Lake offers a variety of local activities and events, such as their chili cook-off, music in the park, traffic jamming, and much more. Check out the full calendar for the various events at grasslakechamber.org.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
At the 145 Family Restaurant at I-94 and Sargent Road, they know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. That's why they serve it anytime at the 145 Family Restaurant. Frankly, what's breakfast without a slice of some of the 145's famous pie? The 145 Family Restaurant would like to wish all teams the best of luck in the postseason. The 145 Family Restaurant. Great pie, great breakfast, great food. I-94 and Sargent Road.
We gotta hurry. They're gonna be here soon.
Relax. I got it.
Don't tell me to relax. My family's gonna be here for the entire week, and we're not ready. We still need things.
All right. Kelly Express Mart is right there. They've got everything we need, including Aunt Linda's skim milk for her coffee. And I'll get a couple of pizzas for dinner tonight.
Got relatives coming over for the holidays? Kelly Express Mart will get you ready. Your one-stop shop, quick and easy, and friendly, excellent customer service. Kelly Express Mart. Everywhere you need us to be.
Frank's ShopRite, proud to be your Spartan grocery store in Grass Lake, would like to wish the Grass Lake Warriors the best of luck in their march through the postseason. When you come in and shop their clean store, you'll be greeted by friendly smiles. Don't be surprised, they greet you by name. Value, quality, and experience. All at Frank's ShopRite of Grass Lake. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 9 to 9. Frank's ShopRite, your favorite family market.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live, Grass Lake High School. And Matt, after the flag that ended the first half there, there was a near altercation on the track with the official and the coaching staff for Grass Lake. They had to break it up and... I don't know what kind of fallout we're going to have from that.
Like I said, I don't know if somebody got thrown out. I mean, it was heated.
Yeah, and, generally the official is the guy that's going to keep that from happening, and
listen,
he was in it.
I mean, you know, it's hard, you know, as a coach and as an official, both. You know, I can see the raw emotion because I watched that play. I stayed on that play right there, and I thought he got hit late. Mm-hmm. And I thought Coach Cole had every – and it's right in front of Coach Cole, the official standing right there. I'm going to react the same way he did if I'm in his situation.
Sure.
It's natural. It's human nature. You're not going to give the old clap and whatever. You're going to let him have it. And I don't know what he said to him, but he threw the flag. But then it continued. And yeah. It looked like almost the official, and I, you know, because the official needs to show some professionalism, and he needs to just
he
needs to be the guy that's holding order, and he's just walk off. You know, because you're going to take it. As an official, you're going to hear some. You're going to hear it. Crowd's going to get on you a little bit.
Sure.
And you got to have some tough skin sometimes.
This is a playoff game. You know, emotions are going to be high. And but again, we don't know what was said. We're not privy to the exchange from up here in the booth. We just saw it down on the track.
We can just make it up what he said.
So if it's what I think it is, it's not something I want to say on the radio for sure. So 20-14 again, our first half score. Matt, you have the scoring there for us. You can run down really quick.
I do. Started on a fumble recovery by Chad Carpenter. He picked it up and went 40 yards for a touchdown, and it was 7-0 Napoleon. Grass Lake then answered and drove right down the field after a big kickoff return. Coppernall ran it in from 15 yards out and tied it at 7-7. Then Luchka from 7 yards out gave Grass Lake a 14-7 lead. And then Chadwell, back-to-back touchdowns, one from 13 yards out and one from 1 yard out. They did miss the extra point on the second touchdown by Chadwell, but it's 20-14 Napoleon at the half. And I'll tell you, you know, this has been a shootout, but I think the key to this game has been really both defenses have stepped up in some big, you know.
Yeah, defense and special teams.
Defense and special teams. Grass Lake special teams really, created a situation where they got great field possession on the one touchdown, but they also had that one punt where he went about 5 yards. So it's been kind of feast or famine a little bit, special teams. But it's just been a lot of big plays, a lot of momentum swings, great high school football game.
Excellent. Yeah, here on the halftime report for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, family owned and operated since 1940. That was also the year that Matt first shaved.
1940?
Yep. Remember that?
It was. Yeah, it was. I had to take the razor and I had to sharpen it before I even used it. You know.
Yeah. It was one of those old-fashioned straight razors because they didn't even have the fix back.
It was. Yep.
So we appreciate College Brothers Floor Covering on board. Let's take a look at that Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard, Matt.
Well, out-of-town scoreboard, we have halftime. Yellow Jackets Concord up 14-6 on Homer. A couple other scores. We have Hudson up 14-0 on. Sand Creek, that's another local score. And then I had Cassopolis up 20-14 on Goble, and the reason that means something is the winner of that game will play the winner of Concord and Homer.
Oh, okay.
I had that alert. So, this is a great, sounds like, you know, and I'm obviously not a Concord, but there appears to be a couple of really good high school football games living up to the billing going around the area.
Yeah, it's nice to have those happening. Good matchups all around. So we will. We're going to take 2 minutes here on the halftime report. We'll come back and we've got. I wrote their names down so I could remember them, and then I couldn't remember where I wrote them. Dwayne Stoker and Todd Rates from the Grass Lake Chamber of Commerce in the booth with us. Again, 2 minute break. 20-14 is the score. Grass Lake trails at home against the Napoleon Pirates on K105.3.
Fry & Son Automotive can save you money on the road through better fuel economy, longer tire life, and can improve the safety and ride comfort of your vehicle. With professional tire installation, their qualified installers can get the best for you. And if you need any kind of repair to your vehicle, Fry & Son Automotive is a name you can trust to get the job done right. They can do mechanical and collision repairs. Fry & Son Automotive, family owned and operated for 20 years at 7150 Brooklyn Road in Napoleon.
Home, the dwelling place of family, comfort, peace, and love. You love being home because it's your place of serenity. Making the right choice when you're replacing your floors can be daunting. You want your home to be comfortable and beautiful with flooring that will match your style. Home is the place you're the most peaceful. Collins Brothers floors look better, last longer, cost less, and are the right choice. Collins Brothers Floor Covering in downtown Jackson. Style, comfort, and serenity.
Does your loved one need a little extra help but not all the services of an assisted living? Stop by Legacy Assisted Living Center and learn about our affordable semi-assisted living option. Residents enjoy 3 restaurant-style meals daily, medication management, 24-hour emergency call system, daily social engagement and planned activities, all while living in the privacy of their own ground floor apartment. Make the right move. Call Legacy Assisted Living at 764-2000 for more information.
Fry & Son Automotive can save you money on the road through better fuel economy, longer tire life, and can improve the safety and ride comfort of your vehicle. With professional tire installation, their qualified installers can get the best for you. And if you need any kind of repair to your vehicle, Fry & Son Automotive is a name you can trust to get the job done right. They can do mechanical and collision repairs. Fry & Son Automotive, family owned and operated for 20 years at 7150 Brooklyn Road in Napoleon.
Now, back to
High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
20-14, our score, and Napoleon leads Grass Lake here in Grass Lake, and we're visited in the broadcast booth here on the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report. Dwayne Stoker and Todd Rates, both from the Grass Lake Chamber. How you guys doing?
Great.
Good, thank you.
All right, well, thanks for coming up, and I know we've talked to Joe a couple times, and we had another gentleman up with us. Nolte, was that?
Tom Nolte, Tom Nolte. Deputy Director for the Chamber of Commerce also.
So we've been hearing about some great stuff that you guys got going on, and I don't know, big things happening in Grass Lake all the time, it sounds like.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in Grass Lake. We just opened the Military Museum. There's building the new Railway Museum, so there's a lot of good, positive construction.
A couple new restaurants in town, yeah. Grass Steak and Roman Goat Coffee Shop.
Yeah, and Barney's Diner. So, yeah, a lot of new stuff happening in Grass Lake.
So event-wise, what's on the calendar coming up, say, in the next couple months?
Well, on the 26th, we're going to be celebrating with a shop local event called Dwayne?
Yeah, shop local event November 26th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving for the Shop Small, Shop
right.
Local, Promote
Local. Oh, right.
Promote the local campaign, trying to generate the interest in the town, give back to the community, the dollars that stay here, continue to benefit Grass Lake.
Sure, Shop Small Saturday going on in Grass Lake and all around. So
All around. It's really smart to have the local residents supporting the businesses in Grass Lake, keeping them strong, keeping them healthy, helping support the schools and the rest of the activities of the community.
And I always like to think that, when it comes to Christmas time, I'm always looking for unique gifts. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to get whatever the hot item is. I want to get something that nobody else is going to get for anybody. So that's how you do it. You got to go to those small local businesses because that's where you're going to find the unique stuff. So Grass Lake's got plenty of spots where you can do that and make that happen. So on Shop Small Saturday, you'd come out, like you said, take advantage, go to one of those new restaurants, have breakfast or lunch, and check out the local shops here in Grass Lake. That'd be awesome.
Yep. Yep. Visit the Copper Nail. Copper Nail is a great little place. You find that unique little one-off type item that you might be looking for somebody on the Christmas list.
Yep, most certainly. So what else? I keep hearing about is what's the Winterfest, or you got the ice sculpture going on? When's that going on?
The Winterfest is going to be in January on the 21st. It's combined with our chili cook-off. This year, it's going to be right here at the high school. We'll have ice carving competition. There'll be a fun area for the kids to be. They'll be using the gym this year so that they'll be guaranteed to have some fun. And even if the weather's really horrible, it should be a great, great time. So we're looking forward to that. This is going to be a fantastic year. We've got more interest in ice carvings than ever. Not sure how many we'll have on board right now, but January 21st.
Awesome. Yeah, it's almost better if the weather's bad for that, right? You want to have you need some snow and ice and
absolutely,
stuff
absolutely.
To get the feeling. Well, that's so cool. If anybody wanted to find out more about the Grass Lake Chamber or keep in touch with the kind of events that you have coming up, maybe beyond just the ones that you're telling us about, what's the best way to do that?
GrassLakeChamber.org.
Pretty simple.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming on up with us today.
All right. Thanks for having us.
And again, that's Dwayne Stoker and Todd Rates, Grass Lake Chamber of Commerce, and it was GrassLakeChamber.org. If you want to get in on any of those big events that they got coming up, and there are plenty. And Shop Small Saturday, very cool in Grass Lake. I spent some time out. My dad's the mascot for downtown Grass Lake, so if you're at Missy's and you see Spider, tell him I said hello every time. We'll take another 4 minutes here on the halftime. We'll be back with second half action. Grass Lake trailing at home against the Napoleon Pirates 20-14 at K105.3.
MVP Sports Store, specializing in custom in-house screen printing and embroidery of all of your company's apparel, including hats, jackets, polo shirts, and more. MVP Sports Store now offers custom promotional items with your company's logo. MVP Sports Store, everything is local and done right here in Jackson, so you get to work directly with the owners to get what your business needs. Cut out the middleman and go directly to the source for your business. And visit MVPSportsJackson.com.
Modern Waste Systems of Napoleon would like to wish both Columbia and Napoleon the best of luck in tonight's game. Modern Waste Systems offers residential and commercial services, but if you'd like to dump your own trash, you can use the Modern Waste Transfer Station, located at 7219 Brooklyn Road, right next to the Modern Waste Recycle Drop-Off. Commercial, residential, recycling. Find it all with Modern Waste Systems, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce would like to wish the Grass Lake Warriors the best this season. Whether you're already a resident, a visitor, or just looking for a great place to live, work, and raise your family, the Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to spend some time exploring the many possibilities within the Grass Lake area. Grass Lake offers a variety of local activities and events, such as their chili cook-off, music in the park, traffic jamming, and much more. Check out the full calendar for the various events at grasslakechamber.org.
We gotta hurry. They're gonna be here soon.
Relax. I got it.
Don't tell me to relax. My family's gonna be here for the entire week, and we're not ready. We still need things.
All right. Kelly Express Mart is right there. They've got everything we need, including Aunt Linda's skim milk for her coffee. And I'll get a couple of pizzas for dinner tonight.
Got relatives coming over for the holidays? Kelly Express Mart will get you ready. Your one-stop shop, quick and easy, and friendly, excellent customer service. Kelly Express Mart. Everywhere you need us to be.
Home, the dwelling place of family, comfort, peace, and love. You love being home because it's your place of serenity. Making the right choice when you're replacing your floors can be daunting. You want your home to be comfortable and beautiful with flooring that will match your style. Home is the place you're the most peaceful. Collins Brothers floors look better, last longer, cost less, and are the right choice. Collins Brothers Floor Covering in downtown Jackson. Style, comfort, and serenity.
Imagine a world without books, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come, discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjdl.com.
Does your loved one need a little extra help, but not all the services of an assisted living? Stop by Legacy Assisted Living Center and learn about our affordable semi-assisted living option. Residents enjoy three restaurant-style meals daily, medication management, 24-hour emergency call system, daily social engagement and planned activities, all while living in the privacy of their own ground floor apartment. Make the right move. Call Legacy Assisted Living at 764-2000 for more information.
If you're looking to save money on your monthly expenses, maybe you're spending too much on your home and auto insurance. The experts at the Grass Lake Insurance Agency, your Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, will review your current coverage and make sure you're getting the best rate possible. Farm Bureau Insurance and the Grass Lake Insurance Agency would like to wish the Grass Lake Warriors the best in their march through the postseason.
K105.3 presents high school football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
C-Boy Matt Lehman ticking down the moments to if we get the second half going here. Thanks to Collins Brothers Floor Covering, our halftime report, halftime report sponsor, family-owned and operated since 1940. And one more time, Matt, let's take a look at that Tri-County Water scoreboard. We had an update from Concord and Homer.
Well, Homer fumbled the kickoff to start the second half. The Yellow Jackets recovered. Weren't able to score a touchdown, but did kick a field goal, go up 17-6. And then Caleb Chamberlain on an 86-yard kickoff return for Homer. They missed the two-point conversion. Concord leads 17-12 in a district championship game over at Homer tonight.
Tri-County Water scoreboard update. Serving Jackson for over 50 years. Same amount of time that Matt's been wearing the same draws. Draws.
Jaws?
Underpants.
Draws?
you know watch Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
Yeah, well, I mean, just,
my draws, Matt, my draws, my lucky draws.
That was weak. I kind of knew what it was. It's kind of like, did you just say draws?
I did, Matt. All
right.
I was trying to find a radio-friendly term for dungarees. Is that better for you?
Dungarees.
You go through the thesaurus of underwear references.
Whitey tighties?
Tighty whiteys. Thongs.
Why are we talking about this? It's a high school football game.
Yeah, we're ready
about
for a
men's
good
underwear.
One.
Are you kidding me?
12 minutes back on the clock. We're ready for second half action. The officials are back out.
And the coaching staff is back out.
Everybody's
That's a good
still,
sign.
Everybody's still here.
I wasn't sure there after at halftime.
So they set Napoleon up to kick off. Again, Grass Lake won the coin toss and deferred. I guess they might have worked that out differently if they realized in the second half they'd be receiving a kick from their own 45. So it looks like a 15-yard penalty that gets the coaching staff to end the half there. And that's where we'll start. Napoleon's at the kick. And there you go. Fielded about the 6. Guybley's got it. Into the line. Found some room. Oh, and it looked like he was primed to break it. Good job by the Pirates to stop that. But a nice return gets Grasslake reasonable field position.
Guybley's limping off.
And you almost hope that's a cramp, but the way he's holding his tie there, I think it's worse than that.
Yeah, I just think it was a tough tackle right there. I think he's just got a
stinger.
You know, walk it off a little bit. He's holding his hip, upper part of his leg. And I tell you, he's a key guy for them. I mean, he's made some big plays in games we've watched this year.
Yeah, when you're down 6 at home here against again a conference foe that has your number right now. You need all the tools at your disposal. Lutschka out of the shotgun. And he'll give off to Vakola on first down. Met immediately. And he's going to go nowhere. Good job by the Pirate defense.
And Vakola on the carry is taken down by number 27, Chad Carpenter.
That's Carpenter. Carpenter, who had the fumble recovery in the first quarter for a touchdown on that stop right there. Loss of 1.
Second and 11 for the Warriors. Shotgun for Lutschka. Coppernol joins him back there. 3 wide receivers. He'll take the snap. Back to pass. Looking downfield. Good time. And the open man is hitting Cockream. And it looks like if he didn't step out of bounds, yeah, they're going to spot at the 49 into Napoleon territory. Or the 51. Sometimes people say that.
Great job by the Grasslake offensive line. Now gave Lutschka time to throw him. He threw a strike.
And that, you know, that was one of the things in the first half that Lutschka didn't have a lot of comfortable time in the pocket. The pulling defense was penetrating. And first down he gives to Coppernol.
Oh, yeah, fumble.
And the ball was loose there at the end of the play.
This has been an issue with for Coppernol a little bit.
Yep, we've seen him put it on the turf. And it looks like Grasslake's holding on to it. So they get about a yard on that first down carry. Hey, congrats going out to, you know what, I had the name and now it's gone again. That's embarrassing. Jay Klaus, our 2017 Chevy Cruze winner from the Football Frenzy for Art Main Chevrolet. Thanks so much to those guys putting a car up for us. Quick pass on second down, and he's got about 3-4 yards. He's up to the 45.
Jared Henry
on the catch. Just that quick pass. It's almost like a run play.
It's borderline. It actually, it would be a running play if it's behind the pass, but I think it was a little bit in front. But I think
they treat it as a run play. Just you running it from the outside there. Shotgun, back to pass, Lutschka, and he steps up in the pocket. He eludes a little bit. He's over the 50. Now he's going to run to the 40.
First down.
Did he get the first down? Where's the spot?
Looks like he's just got it.
Yeah, that's going to be a first down. So the 39-ish, and we still haven't spotted the football down yet. And they'll signal a first down. Even Randy Cole, you're avoiding that official. They were getting fired up over on the track at the end of the half. He signals a first down for the Warriors. Lutschka will take the shotgun. Coppernol is the running back. 3 wide receivers to the left. Give goes to Coppernol. Up the middle, he had a big hole run through over the 30, down about the 28-yard line.
Another first down.
Another first down for the Warriors. Big run by Coppernol. He's kind of a rhythm runner where he gets a rhythm going and then he can eat a big chunks of yard. And we've seen him have big second halves against Springport and against Manchester last week. So watch out for Coppernol here. It's a 6-point game, 20-14, Napoleon in the lead, but Grasslake driving inside the Napoleon 30-yard line at 29 on first down. Shotgun for Luchka, gives to Coppernol, and there he goes again. He's over the 25, down about the 23. So on first down, 6 yards for Luke Coppernol.
Taking down my number 54, Frankie Bam.
No huddle here continues for the Warriors. Luchka works out of the shotgun. This time the triple wide receiver set is to his right. And the give goes to Coppernol again. Finding some space off tackle. Inside the 20, down to about the 16-yard line. Move the chains one more time for the Warriors and Coppernol.
He's a load.
Is in rhythm.
He is a load. He does this. We've seen him. They seem to kind of spot him a little bit in the first half and kind of keep him fresh. And then they come out, and then here he is again.
Here he goes. This time, Napoleon on him on that one, and they're going to stop him shy of the other 15, maybe a yard on the play.
There's Bam again on the stop. He's in there a lot for the Pirates.
I was watching off the ball late in that play. Greg Weatherspoon on the outside. They were getting a little bit aggressive there, getting blocked by the receiver. So we'll keep an eye on that because, you know, at retaliation at any point here probably draws a flag. Coppernol on the carry. Spins out of the tackle. And that second effort got him a couple of yards. He's going to get down to about the spot's going to be about the 13 where the officials got him marked.
Actually, I think it was Vakola.
Was that Vakola?
Yeah, Coppernol
snuck in.
Coppernol snuck out there.
They have similar running styles.
They do.
Vakola and Coppernol.
And they both
and they're
got
both
a lot of fours. 44 and 4. And I'm, you know, born in 1940, so it's hard for me to see that far down. Captain Steve.
Shotgun for Let's go back to pass on this one. He's got a man. Open is Cogreem, and he's going to take him in the end zone. Touchdown for the Warriors. 14 yards to the house. Grass Lake pulls even at 20 apiece with an extra point to go ahead. 7:56 to go third quarter on K105.3. The football frenzy and a treat of a game tonight. Grass Lake coming out in the second half and seizing some momentum. Setting up for the extra point. Lutch get a hold. Gets it down. Kick is up. Looks good from here. Officials agree. 21-20. Grass Lake now has the lead. 30-second break. We're back to the kickoff on K105.3.
MVP Sports Store, specializing in custom in-house screen printing and embroidery of all of your company's apparel, including hats, jackets, polo shirts, and more. MVP Sports Store now offers custom promotional items with your company's logo. MVP Sports Store, everything is local and done right here in Jackson, so you get to work directly with the owners to get what your business needs. Cut out the middleman and go directly to the source for your business. And visit MVPSportsJackson.com.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
7:56 to go, third quarter, 21-20 Grass Lake in the lead, ready to kick off. We send Ethan Weatherspoon and Duncan Wilson, the deep backs, to receive with Aslan Hunt and Connor Bam, the short receivers. This Grass Lake home crowd getting fired up for the kickoff. Equally packed visiting sideline for the Pirates. There's your kick. Fielded. Ethan Weatherspoon at the 20. Head of steam, turns it upfield. He's going to get over the 30. It's about the 33 before he's wrestled down. First and 10 for the Pirates from their own 33 and a half yard line. And set up under center. Handoff goes to Ethan Weatherspoon out of the backfield. Looks like, no, that's Greg. He breaks through the pile, and he's still on his feet, tripped up.
Whoa,
maybe saved a touchdown there as he's tripped up at the 45, falls forward. They're going to actually mark it on the 49-yard line. Touchdown saving tackle, perhaps, from Zach Foreman. Napoleon looking to drive. They got an answer. Try to get some momentum back, get some field position back. 49-yard line. Shotgun formation. Excuse me, not shotgun. I formation. And there's another gift to Weatherspoon. Looking to get to the corner, turn it upfield, and he's pulled down. And he's going to get about 2 or 3 yards on the carry. And they will indeed spot that at about the 49-yard line, only on the other side of the 50 into Grasslake territory for 2nd and 8. Defensive line substitutions for Grasslake. I formation for the Pirates. Chad Wallander center. He play action, rolling out the pass, throws it up to the sideline. Here, Henry's going to have a chance to intercept out of bounds. And nobody will catch that one. Incomplete. One-on-one coverage there, Jared Henry and Ethan Weatherspoon.
Pass is incomplete. Intended for number 21, Weatherspoon.
Third down and 8 now for the Pirates. Big play here for the Grasslake defense. Clock stopped at 6:48, third quarter, 21-20, the Warriors lead. Matt, what's that Concord score looking like?
Well, Brooks to Catwick. Not sure if it was Greg or Noah, because there's brothers. Concord up 24-12 on Homer.
Shotgun for Chadwell on third and long. Give is to Duncan Wilson. And he finds a little bit of room, fights ahead for a couple. That's going to bring up about a 4th and 5 from the 46-yard line. And personnel changes. Looks like a punt for the Pirates. We've seen both teams fake a punt this game. Grasslake was successful, Napoleon was not. I'm going to guess that he punts this one away.
I would think so.
Chadwell set up at the Napoleon 40. Steps forward into it. Good punt. Gets up high.
Not very long.
Comes down at about the 25 and about 6 sideways bounce to the 24 out of bounds. And Grasslake will take over. So the defense stands up and Grasslake now a chance to seize a little bit of control in this one, though no team has been able to do that this far into it with 6 minutes to go in the third, 21-20 the score. Grasslake's got about 76 yards to work with. Steady die to Luke Coppernoll, a difference maker on the last drive, and then a big pass to Hayden Cochran. If Grasslake is able to run successfully, that really does help him set up the pass. Let's go out of the shotgun. Three wide receivers, two to the left, one to the right. Looks like maybe an audible at the line. Danny Bacolo's the running back. Snaps there, gives to Bacolo into the line, dives at the middle. He's going to get about a yard, maybe two, before he's stopped by a crew of Pirates.
Tackle by number 12, Dewey Stone.
Clock running down to 5 minutes, 40 seconds here in the third quarter. All Grasslake here in the second half.
Well, the Trojans answered in Homer. Jordan Wilson on an 18-yard touchdown. Concord now up 24-18.
Let's go back to pass on first or second down, excuse me. And more Napoleon pressure.
Again, Napoleon,
and he's going to get stopped for about a 1-yard loss.
The Napoleon defense, like I said, they've done this all game. Where they've, when they've needed to step up, they have stepped up.
Let's get tackle by number 54.
And, you know, to have the score at this point 21-20, it's kind of a surprise after they really quickly exchanged about 14 points apiece to start the game. They really, both teams have settled in. We've seen the flags kind of go away, and it's just been good defense back and forth here. Lutschka chased out of the pocket again. He's going to get pulled up. That's going to be a fumble. It's out of the field. Nobody saw it. By all rights, that should be Napoleon ball, and it is.
Huge play.
Wow, Lutschka trying to get the throw away.
And he signaled. I mean, he didn't even. I mean, I thought the Grass Lake player recovered it.
It at least looked like they might have to take a look at it.
Yeah, but he just came over. He didn't really go down and search the huddle. He just came up and said, Napoleon ball.
Huge defensive play by Napoleon. And that's going to give them possession inside the Grass Lake 20 at the 16. First and 10, Pirates. 4:40 to go third quarter. 21-20 is the score. And there's a shotgun for Chadwell with three wide receivers. And they're going to get that option. And Weatherspoon stopped for a loss. He's going to lose about 4 yards on the play. Grass Lake defense ready on the QB option there.
Tackled me by number four.
I kind of feel like Chadwell pitched it too quickly. 4:20 in the third, 21-20. And Napoleon, they lose 5 yards on the play. Second down, 15. Three wide receivers again for Chadwell on the second and long play out of the shotgun. He's back to pass. Gets the pass away. Vincent catches it close to the original line of scrimmage. But hit hard and taken out of bounds. Third down and 11, it looks like. That'll be for the Pirates. So now the Grass Lake defense. We're going to see if they can make a big play to shut down this Pirate drive. Third and 12. It's not really great. That's a
put it in the hands of Chadwell here.
Back to pass again. Pressure sack. And another big sack by Horner.
Looked like he ran into his running back on that.
Sack by number 51, Jacob Horner.
Jacob Horner's got a couple big sacks for loss. And that pushes Napoleon all the way back to the 25-yard line. Looks like it's a punt formation coming out here. Chadwell is deep. Grass Lake has nobody back to receive. The snap is bobbled, and it's a good pooch to get it away by Chadwell. It takes a bounce and goes in the end zone.
Man, I'll tell you, that had the makings for inside the 5-yard line right there, and it looked like one of my pitching wedges into the green instead of... Instead of,
couldn't back it up.
Couldn't instead of backing it up, it spun forward and
rolled into the bunker there, yeah.
Bunker, so, woods, whatever.
Whatever's on the other side.
Whatever's on the other side.
Grass Lake, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. So what could have been a disastrous turn of events out of the sack and the fumble is sidestepped by the Warriors. First and 10 from their own 20-yard line, and Lutschka comes out in the shotgun with Coppernoll as the running back. Three wide receivers. Gives to Coppernoll. He's hit and brought down for no gain.
Lou Coppernoll on the carry. He's taken down by number 32, Jacob Stasinski.
Right now the difference in this game is a missed blocked extra point. Blocked extra point. And I tell you, 21-20 is indicative of the way this game has been, because it's been that close.
So Lutschka takes a delayed handoff to Coppernoll. He's going to get about 2 yards. Three, maybe.
Coppernoll on the carry.
So we'll have a third down and 7 play. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 21-20. And this third quarter's ticked by pretty quickly, Matt. Both teams kind of
keeping it on the ground,
running the ball. So a third down and 7 play for the Warriors. Lutschka's joined by Coppernoll in the backfield with 4 wide receivers. And we got some movement on the line. Ball start against the Warriors. So you go from third and seven and move them back and deep in the center of the field. You don't want to take any risks, I would expect. Minute 32 to go. Clock stoppage here in the third quarter. Stay tuned. We're going to have fourth quarter brought to you by B&G Landscape. This one's, I got a feeling we got plenty of drama still to play out here in Cascades Conference playoff action. Butchka is back to pass on the third and long play. And overthrows Henry. And he actually had Cochran back there too, who also can't corral it. Incomplete. And that's going to make a fourth and punting situation for Grass Lake. Holding on to that 21-20 advantage with a minute 13 remaining. Duncan Wilson, the punt return specialist for the Pirates. Lutschko punt, and he'll get that away from the 10-yard line. And there's a high punt. Bounces at the 46, rolls a Grass Lake's direction. Still going to be shy of the 50. The point will take over from the Grass Lake 48, first and 10, trailing by one. Minute three, third quarter, 21-20. As the Pirates offense back onto the field with Chadwell under center. Two running backs. Fakes the give to Wilson and hands off to Weatherspoon. He gets through the line. He's into the clear. 20, 10, touchdown. Greg Weatherspoon, if he gets into that second level, I don't think you pull him down from behind.
46 yards.
The right play call, first down for the Pirates. 46 yards to the house for Greg Weatherspoon. And an exciting third quarter continues, 26-21.
Yeah, the Pirates got to go for two here. Got to get that point back that they lost on that missed extra point. This is a big play right here. In a game like this, both teams going back and forth, this is a big two-point conversion.
And a pass in the end zone, caught, Vincent. 2 points is completed. Stretch the lead out to 7, 28-21. Napoleon back in front and taking control. We'll take a 30-second break back with the kickoff. 28-21 on K105.3.
Home, the dwelling place of family, comfort, peace, and love. You love being home because it's your place of serenity. Making the right choice when you're replacing your floors can be daunting. You want your home to be comfortable and beautiful with flooring that will match your style. Home is the place you're the most peaceful. Collins Brothers floors look better, last longer, cost less, and are the right choice. Collins Brothers Floor Covering in downtown Jackson. Style, comfort, and serenity.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
54 and a half seconds still to go here. Third quarter, Napoleon set to kick off, leading 28-21. Kick is fielded at the 25. That is Jared Henry. It's brought down at the 35. Maybe the 36 there. And it's Jova Colo. Fields the kick. First and 10 for the Warriors, 36. They trail by 7. Big run, Greg Weatherspoon, difference maker for the Pirates tonight. One of those guys who's going to get consideration for the Subway Player of the Game. Grass Lake offense back on the field. Lutschka, it's been a hot and cold game for him. Big touchdown pass to Hayden Cochran here, but he's faced a lot of pressure from that Napoleon defense. Cochran is the running back. Set up 2 yards behind Lutschka out of the shotgun. He hands to Coppernol, and he's hit at the 35. Brought down for no gain.
Coppernol on the carry.
That'll start the clock, and we'll take it down to about 40 seconds.
Number 32.
Now, and Grass Lake ought to be able to get one more playoff here before we run out of time in the third quarter.
I think
quarter.
They're going to have to.
Luska stays in the shotgun. He's got three wide receivers. Copernol's the running back. Luska looking to pass. On the outside. And one hand on it, Dalton Dively. On the coverage, Michael Hulbert. And great, great one-on-one coverage by the defensive backs for Napoleon virtually all night. And on that route, that's a nice job by Dively to get a hand on it, but he just couldn't reel it in. 15.4 now, the clock stops here in the third. Shotgun now for Lutzka, third and 10. Play action. A little pressure. Looting so far. He's going to get.
He's got him.
All the way back to the 22-yard line. Time will run out here on the quarter. Grass Lake in a fourth and 20 situation. And we'll get a punt. 1 minute break here for the end of the third. We'll come back with the fourth quarter on K105.3, 28-21. The Pirates lead the Warriors.
Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce would like to wish the Grass Lake Warriors the best this season. Whether you're already a resident, a visitor, or just looking for a great place to live, work, and raise your family, the Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to spend some time exploring the many possibilities within the Grass Lake area. Grass Lake offers a variety of local activities and events, such as their chili cook-off, music in the park, traffic jamming, and much more. Check out the full calendar for the various events at grasslakechamber.org.
We gotta hurry. They're gonna be here soon.
Relax. I got it.
Don't tell me to relax. My family's gonna be here for the entire week, and we're not ready. We still need things.
All right. Kelly Express Mart is right there. They've got everything we need, including Aunt Linda's skim milk for her coffee. And I'll get a couple of pizzas for dinner tonight.
Got relatives coming over for the holidays? Kelly Express Mart will get you ready. Your one-stop shop, quick and easy, and friendly, excellent customer service. Kelly Express Mart, everywhere you need us to be.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
12 minutes on the clock, fourth quarter getting started with the Luchka punt. And that's a big one. That hit the Napoleon player in the back.
I think Napoleon got it.
Wow. Jacob Krasinski saves the day.
My goodness, that was close.
Luchka absolutely nailed that punt, and it hit Ethan Weatherspoon in the back of the leg. I believe that's who it was on the punt coverage. Loose on the turf, Napoleon. It went through the hands of a couple of Warriors defenders before Krasinski finally dove in and kept possession of that one. So we're in the fourth quarter, getting it started with an exciting fashion. Wouldn't expect any less from this game. Fourth quarter brought to you by B&G Landscape. B&G Landscape, Matt.
Yeah, mulch.
Indeed. First down for the Pirates from their own 47-yard line. Two backs for the Pirates. Now we get a timeout from the Warriors. Set up in that formation, that was a touchdown run for Greg Weatherspoon the last time they ran it. Grass Lake's going to discuss on the sideline. We'll take a 30-second break as well here at K105.3. Fourth quarter just underway.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, live Grass Lake High School. First and 10 for the Pirates. After the Grass Lake timeout, Chadwell fakes the give to the fullback. Gives Doug Wilson to the outside. He's got some room to run up the sideline. One man to beat.
Oh, he fell down.
He got past him. Bought enough time for the Grass Lake defenders to catch up. Wilson goes all the way to the Warriors' 20-yard line before he stopped. And a huge play on first down for Napoleon. And that formation, they've run it only a couple times tonight. It was a Weatherspoon touchdown, and it was a, what did we give him on that play? About 35 yards, 37 yards for Duncan Wilson. So big plays coming for the Pirates here late in the game. For all great things happening at Grass Lake Chevrolet, visit them online at grasslakechevy.com, one of our sponsors tonight. Set up and ready to go for the Pirates from the Grass Lake 20. And there's another give to Wilson. Slips a tackle. Oh, ball's up in the air. And it's loose on the field. And the Warriors signaling that they have it. No signal from the officials yet. And there's one. Grass Lake gets it back.
Wow.
Wow, huge play. That's, we haven't seen a lot of fumbles like that this year, Matt. That popped up in the air about
he just came out, ripped it right out of his arms.
So the big play after big play back and forth in this game has been a pleasure to watch. And we still got 11 minutes and 18 seconds left here in the B&G landscape, fourth quarter. 28-21, the Pirates lead the Warriors. First and 10 for Grass Lake from their own 20-yard line. I want to thank Baker College. I wonder how many fans have those foam fingers still at home, remembering some great time they had at a high school football game. Thanks to Baker College for getting those foam fingers up to the games all year. Get started at baker.edu.
You know, the 28 points Napoleon scored in this game already has more points than Grass Lake's given up in any game all year.
Danny Vicola on the first down run. He's going to get about a yard.
Danny Vicola with the ball. He's tackled by number 12, Dewey Stone.
Second down and 8.
Out of town scoreboard. Concord, after a field goal, went up 27-18, and Caleb Chamberlain on an 85-yard kickoff, his second 80-plus touchdown return for Homer. It's 27-24, Concord. We got two great games in this area going on right now. We're at one of them.
Second down and 8. Pass from Lutschka. Incomplete. One of those quick wide receiver passes. Good thing it wasn't behind him, because that would have been a fumble. That went right through his hands. Instead, it's an incomplete pass to bring a third down and 8 yards for Grass Lake. From their own 23-yard line. .10:45 to go in this tilt. Lutschka out of the shotgun. Four wide receivers back to pass. He's got time back there. And he's going to go outside to Jared Henry. He's caught it. Stays on his feet. Dives forward to the 45-yard line in a big game.
Big game.
And
nice
catch
play.
Hayden Cochran, on the reception.
Well, Cochran's made a couple of big plays for them.
He's been Lutschka's most reliable target in this game. And that was a big third down play for the Warriors. Working their way toward midfield. Let's get back in the shotgun again. This time he's going to give to Vicolo on first down. He's got a little bit of running room. Turns it upfield. Brought down just as he gets over the 50-yard line. Spotted at the Napoleon 49 to bring up second down to 4 yards. And looked for a moment like he might break out of there, turn it into a big game, a big gain, and he was pulled down. So nice job by the Napoleon Pirate defense to bend but not break on that play. Shotgun for Lutschka, four wide, two split to each side. Handoff goes to Coppernall on second down. He slips a tackle. He's got a first down, and he's pulled down to 41 in Napoleon territory, moving the ball.
He's tackled by number 12, Stone.
Ball protection for Coppernall is going to be vital, because he can gash for big gains, but he has put the ball on the turf. He did it tonight. We saw him do it at Springport. So ball security important on the stretch here. Grass Lake trailing by 7. With under 10 minutes to go now. And the give goes to Coppernall again. He's hit at the 40, falls ahead to the 39. Second down and 8 yards for Grass Lake.
He's tackled by number 54, Frankie Band.
Hey, make sure you take advantage of that. Grass Lake Chevrolet, 20% off. Limited availability for their vehicles. Select vehicles. Stop by and see which ones are up for grabs. That big savings. Grass Lake Chevrolet on the game tonight. Substitution gets Joe Vicolo into the backfield. Three wide receivers. Nope, four. And that's a quick out pass. Caught. Breaks a tackle. Close to the 35 on the catch is Cody Nickerson for the Warriors.
Challenger with the ball.
No, it's Lucas Challenger. Excuse me, it's an 8 and out of 6. His jersey lifted up a little bit. So Luchka out of shotgun with, again, Joe Vacolo in the back. Three wide to Luchka's left. And movement on the line. Mistake from the Grass Lake Warriors front. They're going to lose 5 yards on the false start. So it's third and five, it'll be third and 10. Under 9 minutes left in this tilt. As we near 9 o'clock here on K105.3, WKHM FM, Brooklyn, Jackson. Third down and 10 for the Warriors. Substitution. It's a Challenger out of the game for Copper Knoll. That'll move Bacola over to one of the wide receiver spots. He's got four of them to choose from. Should he choose to throw on third down. And that looks like the plan. Luchka's got time. And when he's had time, he's been able to find guys. Hayden Cochran, the intended receiver, just beyond the outstretched hands.
Well, that was good coverage right there, too, by Hulbert.
So it's fourth and 10. 8:26 to go here in this one. You got time to punt it away and let your defense do some work if you're Grass Lake. And it looks like the coaching staff discussing that, whether or not to kick it away. And it looks like the long snapper comes in. That'll be a punt situation here for the Warriors. From the Napoleon 41-yard line. These special teams plays like this have been wild tonight. You never know what's going to happen. Duncan Wilson back deep to receive. Big kick by Luchka. It's too much.
Too much into the end
bounces
zone.
Bounces at the one into the end zone and out of the back corner. Napoleon will take over on their own 20-yard line. 8:19 left in this tilt. 28-21. The Warriors trail the Pirates, and Napoleon will take over with the ball. Big possession here for the Grass Lake defense. I expected a good game, Matt, and that's exactly what we've gotten here.
We'll see if we've seen both defenses step up. Right now, this is where Grass Lake needs to step up.
Out of the I formation, give goes to Duncan Wilson. Patient run, almost gets the ball ripped away.
They're going for the ball.
He's getting about a yard. Nearly stripped that ball right out of there. Almost in lieu of making the tackle. But he had reinforcements. Wilson's brought down 21. Second down and 9 for the Pirates. Huddled up on the field. Grass Lake defense at the line ready. Chad Wall comes from the sideline with the play. Clock ticking away at 7:41. Shotgun for Chadwell. Two running backs back there with him and two wide receivers. They'll slide over one space. Ethan Weatherspoon in motion, and that's going to be a timeout for the Pirates. And I got the impression they weren't sure what they were going to run there, and Scott Ash takes a timeout. Probably not happy to have to burn it now, but recognizing that this might be a big possession for the Pirates.
If you're not sure in a game like this, you'd rather have the right play than the wrong play. You end up getting yourself in trouble. So,
and that was a different formation than we've really seen Napoleon run all night. So Grass Lake maybe even a little pleased that the timeout happened so that they can be prepared. Out of the shotgun with two running backs. We hadn't seen that yet. And if you're Napoleon, you can get Duncan Wilson and Greg Weatherspoon on the field at the same time. I think you're pretty dangerous. Clock stop right now. 7:25 here in the final period of what's been an outstanding contest. Both teams looking like they were ready to take control at times, and neither one really being able to seize it. 28-21 is our score. Second down and 9. I formation for the Pirates. Give goes to Weatherspoon. He's got some room, and then hit at, lifted right off of his feet at the 25-yard line.
I tell you, we've seen
still
some
battle.
We've seen some hard hits in this football game.
And it looked like Weatherspoon for a second had a limp, but just stretching out. Now he looks fine. That's going to make it third down and five for the Pirates offense. Big play situation here for the Warriors defense and the Pirates offense. Under 7 minutes to go now, fourth quarter. 28-21, Napoleon in front of Grass Lake. Three wide out of the shotgun for Chadwell. Weatherspoon is the running back. He'll take the give. Looking to get to the outside, gets to the corner, turns it upfield, and now it's a foot race.
Yeah.
And one man to beat Shobacolo, and he's got him. Now Ragusso. Oh. Where did Ragusso come from, and how did he get over there?
Man, he turned on the Jets, didn't he?
Weatherspoon still eats up most of the field. And I'm going to – they got him spotted at the 13-yard line in Grass Lake territory, and – Ragusso still down on the field. Now we've got a flag.
What do we got here?
Flag on the play.
Not sure what the flag's for, because that came well after the play. Yeah. Ragusso still down. He's off the field. And we're looking to see what the flag's for. Looks like it's going to go against the Pirates. Personal foul against the Warriors. And I didn't see where it happened, Matt, but after a big run like that, you can't afford to add anything extra from the Pirates at the end of the play.
It's almost like it was certainly was away from the ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't think that's why we didn't see it.
Right. We were looking. It looked like Weatherspoon was in the clear, and Ragusso just absolutely bolted over there. Credit to Vacolo tripping up Weatherspoon just enough to slow him down. And just as he got back up to speed, Ragusso, come from the other side of the field, got over to him and saved a touchdown.
That's what we call pursuit angle. He had pursuit angle on it.
Don't say we caught that, because I wouldn't have come up with that phrase. Nice job.
Okay.
Be ashamed to lose you, man.
All right.
6:27 left here, fourth quarter, 28-21, and we have Ragusa back on his feet and making his way across the field to the Grass Lake sideline. And after the penalty, it'll be first and goal for the Pirates from the Warriors' 6-yard line.
He's holding his arm. Shoulder arm.
Coach Randy Cole comes out to meet him halfway and find out the severity. And it looks, I can't tell if he's holding that rib or is he holding his arm there because his arm hurts. Either way, I wouldn't expect to see Ragusso back into the game. 6:27 on the clock in the Pirates.
After that's first and goal. The penalty
first
made it.
Goal from the six. Chadwell under center. They rush in a play from the sideline. Fullback, John Courts.
Wilson,
he's got room in the end zone. Napoleon score, and that is huge. Weatherspoon did the heavy lifting on that one and got him way down within and top it off with a Duncan Wilson touchdown. And well blocked and carried by Napoleon, and it's starting to look dire for the Warriors, trailing 34-21 with an extra point pending and only 6 minutes and 22 seconds left on the clock. Snap is there, hold is down, kick is up, and that is good.
Well, he just got it over too, I tell you. Almost got it blocked again.
30-second break, back with a kickoff. Grass Lake trails by 14 at home on K105.3.
Imagine a world without books, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come, discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjdl.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
6 minutes, 22 seconds, 35-21, the Napoleon Pirates. With that duo of talented runners in the backfield, push their lead to 2 scores. The Warriors, in a position they have not found themselves in all year long, trailing by 14 in the fourth quarter. Low liner kick, and that's just going to be down at the 37. And it is Cole Hamlin who fields that one. First and 10 for the Warriors, 6:21 on the clock from their own 37. And we'll see what they've got left in the tank to see if they can't move on to that next round matchup with the winner of the Lumen Christi Schoolcraft game. You'll hear that one on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff, all the way out in Schoolcraft. If you don't want to travel, I don't blame you. Stay home and listen to it on the radio. Shotgun for Lutschko with 4 wide receivers. He's back to pass on first down. Little pressure in his face. Gets the throw. A Cockrem nice. Again.
Whoa. Oh, man, I'll tell you, he threaded a needle right there.
Lutschko stood up in the pocket, took a hit, put it on the money in the hands of Hayden Cockrem on the crossing route. And he's into opponent territory.
He's a little shaken up coming off. Nice catch. Nice throw and catch.
49-yard line in Napoleon territory, and Cockrem catching a breath on the bench. Grass Lake ready to roll here out of the shotgun with 4 wide. Lutschko looking to pass again. He'll get some pressure. Pulls it down. He's going to get sacked. Lost about 4 yards.
Good pressure by the Napoleon defense again.
And I feel like Lutschko needed to get that ball, get rid of the ball quickly on that play. It looked like it was even drawn up that way, and he had a guy in the flat. And doesn't do so. Looking to go for the big play. Instead, he loses. Yeah, a little more conservative. That about 3 yards. Second and 13. Clock running. Lutschka's got time, and he'll throw deep. Got a step. Jared Henry, and Ethan Weatherspoon is there to knock it away. He has absolutely blanketed Jared Henry all day. And I don't believe Henry's got a catch. 5:23 to go here, fourth quarter. It's going to be third down to 13 for the Warrior offense.
Now, Henry's contribution was on a kickoff return.
Yes, yes. Cockrem back into the game. Back. And I don't know if you can hear that. That cheering section on the North Napoleon sideline is getting raucous. Lutschko rolling out. Down to Cockrem.
Oh, I think he got him early.
And
no call, no flag
on the play.
I thought there was contact early on that.
I wouldn't have disagreed with the flag at that point. A little overthrown, and Cockrem can't get it in. Fourth and 13 for the Warriors. .517 to go fourth quarter. Matt, what's that out-of-town score?
Well, Homer, after on a 25-yard touchdown pass and the two-point conversion, took a 32-27 lead. Well, then Tony Brooks Jr. to Malik McCorkle.
Fourth down pass.
Yards.
Incomplete.
Guess who?
Ethan Weatherspoon.
Ethan Weatherspoon.
So what's our Concord Homer score?
Brooks to McCorkle, 43-yard conversion, no good. Concord leads 33-32.
Wow.
I'm telling you, we got two great high school football games going on right now in this area.
5 minutes, 11 seconds. Napoleon ball at the Warriors' 48-yard line. And starting to get a little too close for comfort right now for the Warriors. This B&G Landscape fourth quarter. Got to get a 3 and out here. Give goes to Duncan Wilson. And he stopped for no gain. And first contact on the play is Zach Foreman for the Warriors. Under 5 minutes now on the clock. Will not stop. Napoleon will count down those moments. And with a 14-point lead, I think, you know, sometimes early in the half with a 14-point lead and trying to, you know, eat up clock and stuff, I think is a mistake. But right now, that's all Napoleon needs to do. You get a first down here, you really, really have something to say about the outcome of this game. Two backs for Chadwell, and we get a false start against the Pirates. And that's not what you want to do. Stops the clock, moves you back. 4:23 to go, and Grass Lake's got some life, but it's fading. Second down, 15 yards. Pirates break the huddle. Chadwell under center. Two running backs. Two wide receivers. Takes the give to the fullback, Hanson Wilson.
Can he get close to the...
He did get back to that original line of scrimmage. Set up third and 10 for the Pirates, but maybe more importantly, keeps the clock running. Now 3:45 left in this one.
I'll tell you, you know, it might be a situation where you run a little play action and put them into something safe. It's because they convert this first down right here, it could be a nail in the coffin for Grass Lake.
High formation for the Pirates. Running back is Wilson. Fakes the give. Roll out pass. Chadwell. He'll pull it down and stays in bounds. Dives forward.
Run pass option. Good decision right there by Chadwell. I mean, I think if it's open, you make the, you know, obviously you throw it.
Assuming a fourth down, and where'd they mark him? This looks like he stepped out at the Grass Lake 48-yard line. Clock stops at 3:06. Punt formation here for the Pirates. And Chadwell gets the punt away. Bounces at the 20. Out of bounds at about the 17. Grass Lake. Exactly 3 minutes remain on the clock for the Warriors. And that's it's a daunting task before them. You got to score, and then you got to score again, and you got 3 minutes to do it. And are they capable? I think they are, but it would be a magical comeback, and I can't wait to see if it happens here. On the K105.3 Football Frenzy, what a season for the Warriors. Could culminate here. Meanwhile, a Napoleon team much improved over the course of the season. Looking to move on to a possible matchup next week with the Schoolcraft Luma Christie winner. Shotgun formation for Luchka. Looking to pass. Pump fakes, Jared Henry. And tipped around. It's going to fall down. Looks like they're going to get that pass interference.
I don't know. They've let him play all night, and I didn't see anything out of the ordinary right
Nothing
there.
Nothing any worse than any of the other defensive coverage plays. Again, I thought pretty good coverage for Weatherspoon. Didn't quite buy the pump fake. Henry ran a good route and had a chance at it. Bobbled around a little bit, falls incomplete. And it looks like it's going to be a pass interference penalty. Skip Grass like 15 yards. They lose 6 seconds on the play. 2:54 to go. 35-21 is our score. Grass Lake trailing by 14. Luchka, two wide receivers to each side, and he's back to pass. Good time, gets the throw away, and up in the air, and a nice tackle. Great timing.
Michael Hulbert.
Up in the air is Lucas Chandler. And as soon as that ball hit his hands, there's the defender there for the hit. Incomplete pass. Second down and 10 for Grass Lake. 2:49 to go. Coppernol leaves the tilt. Joe Vacolo now the running back. Four wide receivers. Three split to the right. Vacolo out of the backfield. And looking to go deep. Lichka. He's got a man. Caught. No. Knocked away.
Duncan Wilson.
And now, on that play, I would have supported a pass interference penalty. I thought Wilson, in trying to get around the receiver, bumped him.
All right. I thought he kind of, you know, again, that ball's in the air like that. Both players have a path to the ball. I mean, that was close.
But again, I'm fine with the no call also. Just guys make a play on the ball. Nothing egregious, certainly. And now a third and 10 for Grass Lake. Let's go back to pass one more time. Get some pressure. Gets the throw away. Vacolo on the run. Pulled down from behind. He's short of the first down.
It's too close.
Joe Vacolo.
So you bring in 44 right now, and you get the first down.
Number 27, Shane Parker.
You know, Brandon Maddox is in there. Either run. Yeah, this is where you're.
Good. 2:15 to go. Fourth down play. Here's the game for Grass Lake. They do throw. And incomplete. Duncan Wilson jumped the route, tipped it just enough to distract or disturb Dalton Dively on the play.
I'm not sure I like that call right there. You got fourth and about a half a yard. Give it to Coppernall. Let him get the first down. The clock stops. You get your offense back.
You're still alive. 2:09 on the clock now, and could be all she wrote for the Warriors. So there's your 41-yard line in Grass Lake territory. Napoleon with the I formation.
Yeah.
A little early movement, no call. Runs it right up the middle. Dive play for the Pirates. Start the clock. 2:01, and the Warriors will call timeout. We'll keep it here for the Grass Lake timeout. Thanks to Grass Lake Chevrolet for being on the game, B&G Landscape, our fourth quarter sponsor, and our weather report sponsor. And the weather has kind of held up from the start of the game where we were at about 54. So we can get an update, and I'm showing 43. So that's about 11 degrees. And we're close to the overnight low, actually, right now. Beautiful day for football tomorrow afternoon. Low 60s here in the Jackson area. And I imagine it's going to be pretty similar there in Schoolcraft. Blooming Christie hits the road. The Titans battle an undefeated Schoolcraft team. One of the top-rated teams in the state. Certainly the playoff points leader for this Division 6. And the winner from that one, we'll take on the winner from this game. And then right now, all sides point to that being the Napoleon Pirates. I formation. Chadwell gives to Quartz. And Quartz has a first down. And then a little bit more. They'll move the chains. Napoleon's got a first and 10 from the Grass Lake 27-yard line. Ball spotted, the chains are moved. The clock will start running, minute 52, and ticking. Chadwell letting the moments tick off. We're down to a minute and a half. Takes the snap, gives to Quartz again, and loses his footing a little bit. He'll go down. Clock will continue to run. Now we'll get a timeout from the Grass Lake sideline. And that's a minute 25 with the clock stoppage. 35-21 Grass Lake. Down to their final timeout here in their last chance.
Hey, it's update from Homer. Greg Ketwick just intercepted the ball at the 1-yard line. Concord has the ball at their own 17-yard line with 3:25 left, leading 33-32. Sounds like it's Brooks Jr. time now.
Minute 25 remains. Napoleon out of the timeout comes to the line. And I got to imagine it's another run for the big guy, Courts. Senior fullback. Nope, give goes to Weatherspoon looking to get to the corner. He's out of the edge. And he'll turn upfield looking to get the end zone.
Touchdown.
And he did, Weatherspoon. 41-21. Grass Lake seeing their season go away. High hopes for a deep playoff run. Snatched away from the Napoleon Pirates. Minute 15 left in this one. The academic from here. There's a snap. Hold is down. Kick is up. And that is through the uprights. 42-21, 30-second break. We'll be back for the final minute 15. 42-21, Napoleon over Grass Lake on K105.3.
Frank's ShopRite, proud to be your Spartan grocery store in Grass Lake, would like to wish the Grass Lake Warriors the best of luck in their march through the postseason. When you come in and shop their clean store, you'll be greeted by friendly smiles. Don't be surprised, they greet you by name. Value, quality, and experience. All at Frank ShopRite of Grass Lake. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 9 to 9. Frank ShopRite, your favorite family market.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Boyle, Matt Lehman, 42-21, our score. Pirates will kick off one more time with a minute 15 for the Warriors. But it's all just time you want to run out, I think. Piccolo will refield the kickoff. He's over the 35 to about the 38, and the pile falls forward down to the 40. 42-21, got to tell you, Matt, the tide turned there late in this half, and the difference was Greg Weatherspoon.
And his brother. His brother's coverage.
I mean,
the Weatherspoons certainly have played a factor in this game. You know, congratulations to Coach Scott Ash. I know he's put a lot of time and effort into that Napoleon program. You know, kids in the weight room really trying to do it the right way, build it from the ground up, and that's what he's done. I mean, they got good kids in the program. They got good kids coming up. Good kids that'll return next year off this team. And, you know, congratulations to him. This is obviously the biggest win in his career.
Handoff goes to Luke Coppernall on first down. He's over the 45 to the 47. And now we're under a minute. Second down. Man, I'm going to go ahead right now and say Greg Weatherspoon, player of the game.
No doubt.
He was a difference maker and big runs all over the field. Handoff goes to the fullback. See a number there, 32.
First-time Warriors.
Is Jeremiah Brandenburg. He'll come out of the tilt. We got 35 seconds. Grass Lake will run one more. Luchka on the shotgun. Got four wide receivers. 42-21. And there he'll hand it off. And that goes to Danny Vaccolo. Brought down. First down. Or no, excuse me. Second down and six. 13, 12, 10, 8. Grass Lake might try to get one more playoff, but I don't know if they're going to be able to make it happen. 2-1. They did snap it. Luchka looking to throw. He'll bomb it. And intercepted Greg Weatherspoon.
Why not?
If we were curious whether or not he's going to be player of the game before, we know for sure now. 42-21 is the final here from Grass Lake High School. The Warriors defeated by the Pirates, avenging an earlier season loss.
We'd like to thank everyone for joining
we'll
us.
We'll take
tonight.
2 minutes here at the post game. We'll come back and recap Subway player of the game, Greg Weatherspoon. We'll set things up for tomorrow's game to find out who the Pirates are going to play on K105.3.
Imagine a world without books, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come, discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjdl.com.
MVP Sports Store, specializing in custom in-house screen printing and embroidery of all of your company's apparel, including hats, jackets, polo shirts, and more. MVP Sports Store now offers custom promotional items with your company's logo. MVP Sports Store, everything is local and done right here in Jackson, so you get to work directly with the owners to get what your business needs. Cut out the middleman and go directly to the source for your business. And visit MVPSportsJackson.com.
Modern Waste Systems of Napoleon would like to wish both Columbia and Napoleon the best of luck in tonight's game. Modern Waste Systems offers residential and commercial services, but if you'd like to dump your own trash, you can use the Modern Waste Transfer Station, located at 7219 Brooklyn Road, right next to the Modern Waste Recycle Drop-Off. Commercial, residential, recycling. Find it all with Modern Waste Systems, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce would like to wish the Grass Lake Warriors the best this season. Whether you're already a resident, a visitor, or just looking for a great place to live, work, and raise your family, the Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to spend some time exploring the many possibilities within the Grass Lake area. Grass Lake offers a variety of local activities and events, such as their chili cook-off, music in the park, traffic jamming, and much more. Check out the full calendar for the various events at grasslakechamber.org.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
The Boyle Matt Lehman Trophy presentation about to happen on the field. 42-21, the Pirates defeat the Warriors here in Grass Lake. And what a great game, Matt.
The Grass Lake High School principal will make the trophy presentation.
Scott Ash right now. I'm going to write his name in for president on Tuesday election. How about that?
You couldn't.
I'm writing it in.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong. That's the dude I want to lead in the country right there.
No, you know, this is a Napoleon team that we saw early in the season against Columbia Central and a tough opponent. You know, don't take anything away from Columbia, but Napoleon made some mistakes, offside penalties and some things like that. But, They really came around and improved throughout the year to the point where you know, you thought this was a game that they could win, and they came out and they not only won, but they did it resoundingly, 42-21, doubled up Grass Lake, which, by the way, when they played the first time, Grass Lake doubled up Napoleon, 36-18. So you turn it around, Napoleon primed. They're going to have a tough opponent next week, whether it's Schoolcraft or Lumen. It's going to be a tough road, but you know, I think they're playing their best football at the right time.
I agree. It's going to be, they need to savor this. Next week's going to be a different animal, winner of that game. Either one of them, they're both powers. But, you know, like I said, hats off to Scott Ash and the Napoleon Pirates. He's worked hard and put a lot of time and effort into his program. And Coach Randy Cole. I mean, he's an excellent coach. He's been the guy with the bullseye on his back, for everybody in this conference. I mean, the Scott Ash, his goal. I mean, their goal is to be Grass Lake, and they know they need to get past Grass Lake to have a chance to win the conference and in this game to win the district. And that's your goal.
Goal accomplished tonight.
So. Just a really outstanding high school football game.
And you know, Matt, we always say who's making the adjustments in the second half, and I think early in the second half. Third quarter, certainly it looked like Grass Lake had figured some stuff out.
Grass Lake
they,
came
they
right
drove
down.
It down, scored, yep. Took the lead.
And that was it. They never scored again. That
they
was
did
it.
Not. And the Pirates managed to score several more times. And, again, on the legs of Greg Weatherspoon, who's been tremendous all year and was extra special tonight. He's our Subway Sub Shop player of the game. Who will it be next week? Again, we'll have live coverage of Lumen Christi and Schoolcraft on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 on your AM dial, 101.5 on your FM dial, around the world, WKHM.com. So no matter where you are, you want to find out if you're a Napoleon fan who tuned in tonight or just a fan of really great football on the radio. Tune into that game with Greg O'Connor and Tom Ratchford, award-winning sports team. And
just because we haven't been nominated.
Coverage.
Just because you and I haven't been nominated yet.
This could be our year, man.
This could be, you know. Well, maybe not.
We'll see. if my editing skills are good enough to make it sound good, maybe, just maybe. We'll wrap it up from the broadcast again. Greg Weatherspoon, player of the game, 42-21, the final. Napoleon Pirates over the Grass Lake Warriors. Stay tuned to K105.3 and WKHM and JacksonESPN.com. And, find out where our continuing playoff coverage will come to you from as we still sort out where the games are even going to be. So, Matt, thanks. Great year. If we don't get to talk again, I had a bunch of fun. And who knows, maybe...
I'm going to miss you during basketball season. I'm going to tell you, that was a tough decision for me to... I'm serious. I really have enjoyed the opportunity to do these games on the radio. I look forward to hanging out with you on... You know, Tuesdays and Fridays and during basketball season and on Friday nights. You're good, man. You're the talent.
Well, you know, we'll get to run into you a couple times during the basketball season, no doubt. I'm looking forward to getting out to that Concord Michigan Center.
You know I'm gonna take care of you.
I know
take
you will.
Care of you out at the Concord.
And you know I'm gonna rip you every chance I get.
I know you will. That's
well,
okay.
Have one more. Maybe we find ourselves watching a Concord game next Friday. How'd that be for you?
I'll tell you what. I hope that that's the decision that's made. Of course, it's going to be a drive because it's either going to be down to, I believe, Goebbels or Cassopolis. But, hey, let's go. Let's do it, man.
Well, we'll see what happens. But for tonight, we're done. Thanks, Mike Reed, in the studio with us all year long. And maybe one more time, Mike, pushing the buttons, twisting the knobs, sliding the levers. And we'll wrap it up. And maybe talk to you next week. But definitely tune in to that game tomorrow and find out who Napoleon's going to take on next week.
Thank you for tuning in to tonight's game on K105.3, a Jackson Radio Works production featuring the awesome talents of Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, and executive producer Mike Reed. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Frank ShopRite, Grass Lake Insurance Agency, the 145 Auto Truck Stop, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, Modern Way Systems, Grass Lake Chamber of Commerce, Fryenson Automotive, Legacy Assisted Living, Napoleon Lawn and Leisure, MVP Sports Store, Kelly Express Mart, and Collins Brothers Floor Covering. We now return you to your regular scheduled programming right here on K105.3.